Testing 1, 2. Testing Jack with Chuck. Jack with Chuck. Testing, testing, testing.
Test, test. Mic 2. Test. Mic 2. 1, 2, 3.
Jack with Chuck. We're about 10 minutes away from webcast time. Hot night at Anna. Big game. 4-0 Anna, 3-1 Delta St. John's.
Feels like the first game of the year instead of the fifth.
Yeah, it sure does, yeah. Okay, a little more Van Halen, then we'll return. We'll be right back.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee from Anna's Booster Field, the scene of tonight's big Midwest Athletic Conference clash between the Anna Rockets and the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays. Anna 4-0 on the year, ranked third in the state of Ohio in Division 5 this week. Delphi St. John's 3-1, coming off a huge 3-overtime win at home against Versailles last Saturday night. Very important ball game for both teams, each in the playoff picture. Anna Division 5, Delphi St. John's Division 7. However, adversity has struck the Anna Rockets, Chuck. And we have just learned from Mike Muehlfeld, athletic director at Anna, that the injury to quarterback Travis Meyer last Friday before the game against New Bremen here at Booster Field was very serious. In fact, an ACL just determined in the last 24 hours. And an offensive lineman, similar injury. Both players out for the season. Anna's got to make do. Changes necessary. Young Bart Bixler at quarterback tonight in place of Meyer.
You talk, you know, when you're in college, when you're in pro, you talk next man up. It's not quite that easy in high school football. And you know what? I'm sure that they're going to surround Bixler. They're going to allow him, you know, to do the things he does well. They do run the football incredibly well, and that's going to be one of the keys for them to continue through the season to be successful. But when we saw them down at Brookville, we were talking a long run of watching them in the playoffs, and I hope it continues. But, you know, you feel bad for the young man, for both of them that are out. They, you know, you build up and you get to this season, and to have it go away on such a freak accident, jumping up, coming out to warm up, and like Mike said, probably something that was getting ready to happen anyway.
Maybe.
So, but, you know, it's a shame.
It's a gorgeous night for high school football. We've had nights like this season in terms of clear sky, no chance of rain, but it is quite humid, very warm, still in the 80s, right, Chuck?
It's, my phone says right now that it is 90 degrees here in Anna.
So
it feels like it.
So the team that's able to get a second win sometime in the second half may be able to offset the attrition tonight from the heat and humidity and win this football game.
Well, when you start the season and you've been doing two-a-days, you're in maybe a little better shape than you are right now in the fifth game. You're not used to 90 degrees at the end of September. This is more of an August-type heat. So, but, you know, everybody's playing in it. Everybody has the same. They just need to hydrate. They truly needed to be hydrating before now. So, you know, it's going to be a hot night, and attrition will take its toll on some of them, I'm sure.
So many thanks tonight to our anchor underwriting sponsors. They are a big part of presenting coverage to you tonight here on scorersbroadcast.com. Anna hosting Delphi St. John's. Anna band on the field at the moment. You hear the Rockets tuning up in the background. So many thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A. Also, thank you, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Well, we talked to Anna head coach Nick Marino earlier this week. That was at a point in time where the status of Travis Meyer was in doubt. Coach Marino knew that Travis was injured before the start of last week's game against New Bremen, won by Anna 28-20. Meyer was unavailable for that game. Bixler managed the club at QB very well. The young sophomore did a good job. He'll be counted on tonight. So will the Rockets' run game. Meyer was an outstanding thrower, as we've alluded. He is out for the year with an ACL. Coach Marino talked about the victory over New Bremen and trying to overcome the loss of Travis Meyer.
The kids stepped up and had a lot of adversity last Friday, so that was a big deal when they stepped up and we were able to still win that football game. Learned a lot, too, because we didn't play real well. We didn't play real well in multiple phases of the game, and we got to play better, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Got to get lower. We got to tackle. We can't give people as many opportunities as we did last week with New Bremen.
Who excelled for you against Versailles? Huge win on the road, rebounding from last year's loss here at home to the Versailles Tigers.
Well, we had three or four guys that stepped up. I mean, start with the offensive line. They excelled against them. We had three or four guys step up, though, and excel. We were pretty balanced in the passing game with Travis throwing the ball well, and then you got Caleb Kaufman and Austin Fote on the perimeter who were pretty even, and then we had two backs that ran the ball well. I think they may have both went for close to 100. So pretty good ball game out of multiple phases on the offensive side. And then defensively, probably the kid that stood out the most was a defensive tackle. Will Luthman really played a good ball game. So there's other guys, too, but those guys stood out the most.
You've got an outstanding running game with Aiden Ensley and Riley Hulskamp, 1 and 2. And then the young back, McVetti, has filled in very well for you as well.
Yeah, it's been nice to have...
That's a three-headed monster you've got now at running back.
Yes, it's been very nice to have three kids that can run the ball. The first two have gone for over 100 multiple games, so those two have really ran the ball well. And that's a big... big time because of our offensive line opening up the holes for all of them. Mm-hmm. And it's really helped those guys.
Talk about the differences between Riley Huelskamp and Aiden Ensley. They complement each other extremely well. What's the strength of those two backs for you?
Aiden has a little more top-end speed than Riley, and Riley has a little bit more quickness than Aiden. So, I mean, and they're both fast and quick, but if you look at the strengths and weaknesses of the two kids there, that's probably the only little differences in the two runners.
And then against Brookville, you didn't lose a thing when McVetti came in.
Yeah, he came in and ran the ball well, too, so that was good to see. I think we'd really worn him down with our offensive line doing a good job, and that was good to see. You got another kid coming in and running the ball hard.
Nick Marino, head coach of Anna, before tonight's game between Anna and Delphi St. John's. Talk about the MAC. You've got a couple of big wins in the conference under your belt. Delphi St. John's coming off an overtime win against Versailles last Saturday, a contest that you probably saw.
Yeah, we went up and watched that. They won in triple overtime, actually, so it was a heck of a ball game. They're a good football team. They're physical. They got several guys that run the ball well, a quarterback, 44. They got guys on the perimeter that catch it well, too. So they're good on all phases on offense. Defensively, they're physical as well. They hit some linebackers that really came down and hit. Part of the reason they ended up winning the ball game was causing some turnovers against Versailles.
Yeah.
So we got to make sure we protect the football tonight.
They run and pass both extremely well. A balanced attack by Coach Schulte.
Yeah, they're balanced. They run a little more than they pass, but we have to be physical in the run game tonight. We have to make sure we fit everything correctly and get to the football.
Delphi St. John's threw long down the field vertically against Versailles extremely well.
Yeah, they had a couple big-time completions, and that's part of the reason they won the game.
You expect to put a little more pressure on the quarterback than you have?
Yeah, we got to get some pressure on him, but you got to make sure he doesn't take off on us too, because he's a good runner.
What's the key to beating Delphi St. John's, do you think?
I think if we show up and play good defense, fundamental defense, and we tackle extremely well, especially against the quarterback, I like our chances.
Head coach Nick Marino of Anna, without quarterback Travis Meyer, without offensive and defensive lineman Seth Stiffel, Anna will need to run the ball tonight extremely well and play rock-solid defense to beat this Delphi St. John's team, which is 3-1, coming off a big win against Versailles and playing very well with 17 seniors, I might add.
Well, that's a key right there. There's no experience, and that's what you like to see as a coach. But, you know, I mean, it's going to be a heck of a football game. I think it was going to be a great game anyway, but
yes.
Anna's got a lot of talent, and I think that they played one game without him. It's just one of those things where you got to forget about it. Last week they knew he wasn't going to play, and they're kind of worried about him probably. This week they know he's not playing, they know he's done, and that you just got to move on.
Todd Schulte is the 19-year head coach for the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays. He came to Delphi in 1999, won a state title after Delphi had won in 97-98. The Blue Jays then went on under Coach Schulte to win three more state championships. And as we noted just a moment ago, it is an experienced Delphi St. John's team here in 2017.
I always have said that you go as far as your seniors can take you. And, you know, we got 17 of them, and, you know, most of them are contributors in one way or another. And, you know, off to a 3-1 start here. So, you know, we've seen the growth. They've seen the growth of a team. And hopefully they've learned some things along the way from the 1-9 season to 5-5 to hopefully now we can take that next step and get back into the playoffs.
Talking about growth, you're number 19 for you as head football coach here at Delphi St. John's. You've changed. You're not the same coach. How has the game changed? How have you adapted? And talk about your schemes offensively, defensively here in 2017.
Well, if you just look around and you can see it from the pros to college to Friday night high school, you know, the dominant running backs, you don't see those guys anymore. It's more of a passing game. I guess we held on as long as we could for just you know, to still go too tight end and try to run the ball down your throat. And, you know, me and Coach Goodwin from Marion Local used to get around that, you know, they're still doing some high stuff that, you know, if we hang on long enough, we'll be the new offense, and everybody will want to know how do you run out of the eye or do things out of the eye. So
that's good.
You know, those change, and we've developed a little bit and moved in that direction. You know, we still like to want to run the football. You know, we want to try to establish the line of scrimmage and run the ball, but we're not afraid to let our passing game set up our running game either. And you know, it never used to be like that for us. We're going to show them. We're going to run the ball, and then we'll pass, you know, off of what we're doing run-wise. So, you know, that has definitely been an adjustment for us. You know, you get into coaching and you're comfortable with what you do, and then, you know, to meet our personnel and things like that, you know, there's a time for some change in schemes and some adjustments. So, you know, as a coaching staff, we've grown into that and come accustomed to that and changed our thinking in that way a little bit. You know, but as a coach, the older I get, you know, the more we try to take care of ourselves in practice, you know, the wear and tear on the body, you know, we're not lining up and beating on each other all the time every day in practice. Now, again, there's a time and place where we do that. You know, your kids got to learn how to block and tackle at full speed just to try to prevent injuries and be able to do it the proper way, not to get injured. So, you know, those are some things that have changed over time. And I don't know if my patience is wearing thin a little bit as I go too, but you know, we still try to you know, approach it very businesslike, which we do, and with our kids, and you know, but we also want them to enjoy what they're doing in the game of football and learn X's and O's, but learn a whole lot about life too that they can take away from once they leave our program.
Sure. Well, you are still the extremely knowledgeable head football coach, that's for sure. That hasn't changed. Highlight players offensively, skill people. We'll be talking about play-by-play in color in tonight's game versus Anna.
Yeah, well, we'll start with our quarterback, Jared Wirtz. Jared, this is his first year playing quarterback for us. Last year, he was a wide receiver as a sophomore, and as the year went on last year, he became kind of our go-to guy as a receiver. So, you know, that's a definite adjustment when you go from you don't have the ball in your hands every play now that everybody, all the eyes are on you, and, you know, whether it's your fault or not, everybody's probably pointing a finger at you. So, you know, he's transitioned to that very well. He's a great athlete. He's a heck of a basketball player here for us, too, so he's been in a lot of big games there. So, you know, he's had that to contend with. So, you know, we see growth every week, and we're going to continue to hopefully see growth for him. So you'll see a lot out of him. We've got three guys we work in there at running back, Cole Reindl, Isaac Musser, and Troy Schwinn, and then each one of those guys bring a little bit different style to the table when they run the ball. You know, we got one guy that's a straight ahead bruiser, another guy is we try to get into the corner and use the speed, and we got another guy that likes to he's elusive, he's a slashing runner. So each one of those guys has a part in our offense. So again, that's kind of changed for us. We're used to having a stud running back here that he might touch the ball 20 times a game or plus. Now these guys are carrying the ball 7-8 times a game, which, you know, hopefully for us as games wear on, that's an advantage for us. So we got fresh running backs to move in. So you'll see all three of those guys. Go-to receiver for us will be Connor Houlihan. He's kind of been a guy that stepped up this year as a senior. You know, he's a two-year starter for us, and he was in a little bit different role for us last year, but now he's kind of the guy we like to try to get the football to.
Yeah. Todd Schulte, 19-year head coach at Delphus St. John's, our guest. State championships here at Delphus St. John's, you've had several. Highlight those years just briefly. I know we could sit and reminisce for hours about them, but recall big games, big players, big plays.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've had a ton of those guys go through, and you know, I'm not telling you anything new, but you know, the coaching job is a whole lot easier when you've got a bunch of Jimmies and Joes running out there that you know, can do just about anything you ask at all times. So we had a lot of those guys go through. You know, we went on a run there. My first year, '99, was when I came in on the third of three. You know, they went 97, 98, 99. So it was kind of a whirlwind for me as a young head coach. But again, a great learning experience. And then, you know, we were going away from the scene for a while. And then finally, 2005, we were at a breakthrough. And then 2008, 9, and 10, we were there 3 years in a row. We won two out of the 3 years. And, you know, the 2008 year is probably one of the more gratifying state championships. We played with a bunch of sophomores that, You know, truth be told, we probably thought as a coaching staff maybe we're, you know, a year away from being in a state championship game or competing, getting there. And, boy, it's a bunch of young guys just having fun out there, and they worked their tails off for us. And that was great. It was in some very good games. I remember going up to Findlay playing Ada when they had Zach Dysart at quarterback. Yeah, so, you know, that's a name that rings a bell for everybody. And a guy that's made a pretty good living out of playing football. So, you know, we were able to go up there, and, I truly believe we upset them at that day. And it was for a bunch of, again, young sophomores to go out there and to go against a team. They were senior laden. You know, they had a great quarterback that could do just about anything he wanted. That was a great game. Then 2009, unfortunately, we got beat by Norwalk St. Paul. But our playoff run, we had won in overtime against Ada again in another great game. And then the very following week, we beat Marion Local in overtime, both of them taking place at Findlay. So we've had a lot of success at Findlay, a lot of fun there. So, you know, those are very emotional and exciting games to try to get back to win another state championship.
Delphi St. John's head coach Todd Schulte, he's had a marvelous coaching career at Delphus. As he noted, it's running back by committee now at Delphus St. John's, unlike years ago. And tonight we'll be calling the names of Isaac Musser, Troy Schwinnen, and Cole Reindl quite often. And for the Anna Rockets, you'll hear the names Ensley, Huleskamp, and McVetti.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot going both directions. And you'd like to hear a coach that's humble enough to say, you know, you win when you got good talent.
Yep.
But at the same time, if you're not a good coach, you can have all the talent in the world. So he's an outstanding football coach.
Anna Rockets last got to the playoffs in 2010, when 8-3 that year. Delphus St. John's was in the playoffs in 2014, went 4-7 that year, 9-5 the year before, 8-5 the year before that. Anna, of course, is one of four schools in Shelby County that plays high school football, and all four right now have a promising playoff picture. Obviously, things can happen, a lot of games to be played. Rockets need to continue to win. Tonight's game mighty important. I talked to Bill Zimmerman, Layman Catholic offensive coordinator, a few days ago about the bright picture for Shelby County schools in high school football this year.
It'd be the first time in the history that all four would make the playoffs, but I do think that it looks good. You know, starting at the top with Division II, Region 8, where Sydney's located, there's some nice teams. I would say that region's kind of top-heavy with some of the Cincinnati schools. LaSalle and Cincinnati Anderson and Winton Woods are all very, very good programs. Sydney's sitting at 4-0 is right in the mix. You know, looking at things down the future, I think that if Sydney can maintain an 8-2 record, they're in. 9-1 hosts, and I think that 7-3 they could even squeak in possibly.
Wow!
And those are all feasible achievements for Sydney. You know, they have a few tough games left in Piqua, Tip City, and Troy, but some other winnable games, very winnable games in Greenville, Vandalia, and then this weekend's contest with West Carrollton.
But LaSalle, Anderson, Winton Woods, those three will be tough to unseat. They're very strong.
Yes, they're very strong, and they play some high-caliber teams. You know, LaSalle, for instance, I think plays two or three Division I schools at least. And so they'll be very, very tough to unseat, both from a seeding perspective as well as when you get into the games.
Looking at your region of Division VII, the one in which Layman Catholic plays.
Yeah, that's Region 28, Division 7. Again, kind of a top-heavy, I would also say, just like Region 8 is. You know, right now, the teams that are towards the top are the teams that I suspect will finish towards the top at the end of the year. Convoy Crestview is a very good program. They play in the Northwest Central Conference, or Northwest Conference up north. Then you have the two MAC schools in Minster and Delphus St. John's. Minster is very formidable, obviously. They were very close with Marion Local last week before falling 21-7. I suspect that both those schools will make it. 6-4 gets both those schools in. If they fall below that, it could be troublesome. Then, you know, us at Layman, you know, we're sitting at 3-1 and have a decent chance to do some damage here on out. 9-1 hosts for Layman. I think 8-2 possibly even hosts indefinitely gets us in. A 7-3 gets us in. If we drop below that, it could be troublesome. Mm-hmm. Fort Laramie, kind of the same. They're 2-2. Have a chance to win out, really, and go 8-2. And if they do so, there's a chance they could host. Otherwise, 7-3 still gets them in, and 6-4 is a close call.
Interestingly, in this region, after 4 weeks, just one single unbeaten team.
Yeah, that's correct. And you have that a lot at the lower divisions with Division 7 because a lot of these schools are playing up. They're playing Division 6 schools and Division 5 schools. Yeah. So you are going to see that more so than you are at the higher level. But it shows that there's going to be some parity even at the top.
Anna Rockets, despite a strong schedule remaining, good outlook for Anna in what is not a real heavy region in Division 5.
Yeah, well, you lose Coldwater down to D6, and everything opens up. So Anna's looking real good if they can get in this region. They're 4-0, but they do have a meaty rest of their schedule. I think this weekend's game against Delphi St. John's is huge for Anna because after that they play the juggernaut of the four tough teams in Marion, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Minster, and they have a little break, so to speak, in between with Parkway. Yeah, but Parkway's still formidable. And so I think Anna really, really has to go 7-3 probably to get in. 6-4, I think they're on the outside looking in, and I think this Delphus game is very, very important for them.
And three of those tough four remaining for Anna are away from home.
That is correct. And then they've got Minster at home, I believe, week 10. And that's Minster's going to be wanting that game just as much as Anna is, too.
Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator at Layman Catholic. He is our playoff guru, so to speak, Chuck. And he offers great insight every year. We talked to him once or twice. Midterm. After 4 or 5 games, then again week 7 or 8, and he gives us some nice factoids about what to anticipate regarding the playoff. Huge game tonight for Anna, no question about it. Even bigger, given the fact that Anna's going to be without Travis Meyer the rest of the season. Anna with wins over Arlington, 52-0, Brookville 49-12, Versailles 52-20, and then last week 28-20 over New Bremen without Travis Meyer. As we have noted, and as Bill Zimmerman mentioned, after Delphi St. John's tonight, on the road to Marion Local next week at St. Henry, October 6th, home with Parkway on the 13th. At Coldwater on the 20th of October, home with Minster on the 27th. Only one cupcake, that is Parkway, and who knows, without Travis Meyer at QB and other injuries, that may no longer be a cinch triumph. Well, Anna's got to win tonight and keep the fingers crossed that the Rockets can squeeze out 6 wins in the campaign.
That would be a formidable run if Meyer was playing and they had everybody healthy.
Good point.
Because if you're playing in the MAC, you're going to get a run where you're going to play good teams every week. And if you want to be a playoff team and if you want to be a successful team in the MAC, you better be prepared to play them because you're going to get them every week.
And the Rockets play the three heavyweights, St. Henry, Marion Local, and Coldwater, all away from home.
Yeah, that's not a break on the schedule, but it is what it is.
Delphi St. John's is in the southwest region of Division 7 this year after having been in the northwest region the last several seasons. So Delphi St. John's is in the grouping with Layman Catholic and Fort Laramie and Minster. And already, so far this year, Minster owns a victory over Delphi St. John's. That's the Blue Jays' only setback to this point.
This is just such a tough league. And I lived in Delphus, but it was a long, long time ago. Same high school that they have there, though, so that's right. How old their school is.
Mm-hmm.
But, Delphi St. John's has always just been a powerhouse. And I remember when I first started doing this, and they played a really good Layman team in a state semifinal game. And I think the final score was, it was in the 50s.
Right.
And that was a really good team. So, you know, they've got incredible tradition up there.
Anna has won the last 3 meetings between the two schools, 42-21 a year ago at Delphus, and then in 2015, 28-6 here. In 2014, 26-0 up at Delphus. The Blue Jays won the previous 4 from 2010 through 2013. Both teams 5-5 a year ago, and a 3-7 the prior season. Delphi St. John's 1-9 two seasons ago. So each team is climbing back forward, progressing quite nicely on the gridiron. And as we noted, Anna 4-0, Delphi St. John's 3-1 coming into play tonight. Anna won the coin toss, elected to defer, and Delphi St. John's receives the opening boot to start the game. No wind, temperature in the upper 80s, it's quite humid. And we have a penalty marker, a pre-snap foul. Well, I should say a pre-kickoff foul.
Yeah, offsides.
So many thanks to a number of additional underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Kickoff by Anna from 5 yards further back is a good one, bounding down inside the five. Delphi St. John's has to scoop it up from that point on the field. Blue Jays return it to only the 18. A flag flies, holding on Delphi St. John's, which will have to retreat back inside its 10 on the first offensive possession of this game.
That was a heck of a kickoff. It was low, and it was like a rocket. And he was 5 yards farther back, and the ball died right about the 3. He had no choice but to pick it up and run with it.
Anna in the home, green jerseys, white numerals, white headgear with a green stripe, white pants, and green trim down the sides. The Blue Jays of Delphi St. John's, white jerseys, blue numerals, black trousers, or I should say blue trousers, blue helmets, with a gold and white piping right down the middle. Quarterback is Wurst. Jared Wurst wears number 2 in his back. He was a receiver a year ago for the Blue Jays, and he's made the transformation to the signal calling post very well for head coach Todd Schulte. And the first play from scrimmage to start the game is a rushing effort over left guard. Blue Jays squeeze out 1.5 yards, and that's it. Second down, a little more than 8 to go for a first down.
Well, we're on the opposite side of where we usually are. It's perfect because no sun. You are much closer to the field on this side than you are on the other side, which can't see the down markers until they move up this way a little bit.
So right.
It's kind of a toss-up.
We played 50 seconds here in the opening quarter. 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. The quarterback Wurst in the spread, gets the snap, rolls right, thought about throwing, tucked it and ran the football, and he scooted hard up the field before being chucked out of bounds at the 14. Shy of a first down by at least 2 or 3 yards. It'll be third down for the Blue Jays. Possession play upcoming. Anna Rockets, Chuck, have played extremely well both offensively and defensively this season. It is a quick team. It runs to the ball extremely well, but as you heard head coach Nick Marino in the pregame, his club didn't perform defensively as well as he would have liked a week ago. The tackling needs to improve tonight, he noted. Third down for Delphi St. John's, 3 yards to go for a first down. And here's a good running play right up the gut, and the Blue Jays break it out across the 30, 35, all the way to near the 40.
That was a big hole up the middle. And there was this, he was 15 yards before they put a hand on him.
And I'm not sure if that was Isaac Musser or not. It's a three-headed monster for Delphi St. John's running the football here tonight. You'll hear the names of Musser, Schwinnen, and Reindel. That may have been Cole Reindel on that effort as he blasted for in excess of 25 yards to give Delphi St. John's a first down at the 39. And we have a pre-snap penalty. No, we have a timeout called by Delphi St. John's, which perhaps didn't have the correct personnel on the field. No score in this game. Blue Jays with one first down, 9:48 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Delphus St. John's to the line of scrimmage, 39-yard line of Delphus, and the quarterback kept the football, faked the handoff in the offensive backfield, and worse, tried to pop free between right guard and right tackle, and he nosed forward for a 2-yard gain, a short one, second down, and a little less than 8 to go for Delphus St. John's from the Blue Jays 42. Just over 9 minutes left, opening quarter, and a yet to get the football. Delphus St. John's began this game opening drive inside its own 10. Two receivers near side. Snap back to Wurst. Takes the inside handoff. Has an open receiver middle of the field. It is caught. Nice catch. Hauled in by Lucas Metcalf. Oh, he slipped downfield. It was a skinny post pattern. He snatched it at the end of 45. No one around. And he dashed to the 29. Excellent play call. Beautifully disguised by head coach Todd Schulte and the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays.
He came right off the line of scrimmage, and nobody picked him up. He was wide. He could have ran out there and handed it to him.
Now, Coach Schulte mentioned in the pregame, yeah, we still run first like years in the past, but we throw it more often than we used to. Here is a deep drop by the quarterback, Wurst, on first and 10. No one open in the corner of the end zone, so he spurts up the middle. He's plowed into from behind at the end of 25, and he bounces forward then as a result to the 21.
He's a big kid.
Jared Wurst is 6'4", a 200-pound junior. As I mentioned, he was a receiver, caught the football in Delphus St. John's offense a year ago, has excellent hands, and as a runner, he is a tough customer to bring down. And with that height, he can peer over the line of scrimmage and see open receivers downfield quite nicely. Here's a pitch out, sweep to the right. Ball lateral back to Musser. Tries to turn it back upfield. He breaks away from one man, another. Stays on his feet. Churning down inside the 10 goes Isaac Musser. He spilled at the 8. Goal to go, Blue Jays. 7:58 to go in the first. And Delphus St. John's has a first and goal situation. Anna needs a respite. The Rockets' defense is reeling. Goal to go, Delphus on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
It's a senior-laden offensive group for Delphus St. John's. A lot of experience up front. Good blocking again for Delphus. It is Wurst, who takes the snap from center from the 8-yard line, and he bolts into the end zone. Boy, he was hardly touched by Anna. Big opening created left side of the Blue Jays' offensive front, and Wurst exploded right through it to the end zone. 6-0 Delphus. Extra point try upcoming. Mark Rossman, who booted the game-winning field goal last week for Delphi St. John's against Versailles, tacks on the extra point. He smacks it through. And in just over 4 minutes, the Blue Jays go in excess of 90 yards for a score. And a down 7-0 opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student-athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Booster Field in Anna. We are on the visitor side of the stadium in the press box on the west side. And the CSS tracks are directly behind us. And Chuck, it was during one of our pregame interviews that the first train flew through.
We'll get to hear some more.
We were not on live at that point. We heard that train, and I'm sure it'll come through once or twice more before the night's over.
That was a great drive for Delphus to start the game.
Yes.
I mean, they went 92 yards, and they had one third down in the whole thing.
Right. Speaking of trains, like a locomotive, Delphus St. John's was on the right track. Game opening possession, 7 points on the board, and the visiting team is up a touchdown. And without quarterback Travis Meyer, the rest of the season, ACL injury. Kickoff by Delphus St. John's. Rossman pops it down inside the 10, or I should say Rossman kicks it to the 10, returned by Anna to the 25, and that's where the Rockets start. First down, 10 yards to go. 10-yard number 21, Jared Siegel is starting on the offensive front for Seth Stifel. Bart Bixler, the sophomore QB, in at that position for Travis Meyer. Both Stifel and Meyer out with season-ending ACL injuries. Bixler at quarterback, takes the snap from center. No, he hands it off to a running back who skirts the corner. Good deception on the play by Bixler. Nice effort around the edge by Ensley, who got across the 30 to the 31. He picked up 6 or 7, second down, a little more than 3 to go for a first down. I thought Bixler hid the ball very nicely on that play, Chuck, to start the game for Anna.
Well, like I said, they're going to try to do the things that he does well.
Bixler stuffs the ball in the tummy of one of his running backs who plows to the 34. He's piled up right there. Ensley lugs the football on the first two plays for Anna, setting up a third and one from the 34 of the Rockets. Two receivers flank wide left. One of them is Caleb Kaufman. Ensley in the offensive backfield behind Bixler. He's 5 yards behind the line in the spread. And Bart stuffs it in the tummy of Ensley. Again, he got the nod. Delphus St. John's expected Aiden to tote it. And they stuffed him for a half-yard loss. And Anna's got to kick the football away, 3 and out.
Yeah, they did a great job of getting penetration that time. They stood the offensive lineman up, and he had no place to go.
Rockets have to boot the football from inside their own 25. There is no wind at all to speak of here tonight at Anna.
I wish there was a little bit. Yeah, the flags are just flying straight down.
Delphus St. John's deep back is at his own 25 to return the punt. And it's smashed with the left foot, and it is excellent. Beautiful kick down inside the 15. Return by Delphus St. John to the 25, and a solid, hard-hitting tackle by Anna. Well done by the Rockets. Super coverage. Well, what a pop by Anna on that play, Chuck.
Yeah, that was a nice punt.
And it was Riley Huelskamp who lowered the boom on the return man. That was a textbook tackle. Great coverage by Anna. Super boot as well. And to the line of scrimmage come the Delta St. John Blue Jays, second possession of this game. What a kick by Austin Foote, pinning Delta St. John's back inside its 25. And it is Worst. Takes the snap for Delta St. John's, elects to keep it, zigzags his way for five. Boy, it didn't take us long to see a little bit of Jared Worst, and he gets our approval at quarterback for the visiting team here tonight. 6'3", 195-pound junior, one of only two juniors in the starting 11 offensively for the Blue Jays, who have 17 seniors this year on the squad. Worst takes the snap, but back behind him. It's a toss sweep to the right, then a cutback move. Beyond the linebackers goes the ball carrier, spinning, twisting over the 35 to the 39. Good run on the play by Delta St. John's. It was Isaac Muster. He hammered for first down yardage. And the Blue Jays run, game so far, Chuck, is in high gear.
Well, that's just, they pitch it, it's almost like an option. They pitch the ball to him, and then he just looks and has a choice.
Yep.
To cut back to find the hole, and so far he's done it very well.
Running back reads and has done it well to this point. First and 10 Blue Jays. Worst wants to throw on first down, rolling right, dumps it, far hash mark. It's a knee-high catch, good at the 45 or 46. Very safe pass play that generates seven on first down. Line of scrimmage just over the Delta St. John's 45. Blue Jays completed 10 passes a week ago, and a couple were big ones, in excess of 20 yards in the second half for Delta St. John's. One was a big third down conversion when Versailles had a 14-6 lead. Snap back to Worst. Toss sweep to the right. Anna strings it out and throws the ball carrier out of bounds at the 46 into the Anna bench. Play gain just a yard. Third and a couple for Delta St. John's. And here's where Anna, Chuck, needs to make defensive plays tonight.
Yeah, they need to stop them. They can't give up another long drive, or it's going to be a long evening for the Rockets.
Clock has run down to 3.5 to go in the first quarter. 7-0, Delta St. John's leads. We expect a lot of rushing plays from scrimmage tonight and a pretty quickly played game. The clock will continue to move. Third and two, Delta St. John's, Blue Jays 46. Snap back to Worst. Worst wants to go right tackle. No room there. Springs it to the outside. Scrambles to the 49. Move the chains. As he reeled off three, shortest distance between two points is a straight line. He didn't follow that, but a herky-jerky move to the outside, Chuck. And he needed a couple. He got three, and it's a first and 10 for Delphus again. Line of scrimmage, the Blue Jays 49. Anna's had the ball once in this first quarter, three plays and a punt. Worst will take the snap back at his 44. Looks left and first down, wants to throw. No one open. Good coverage by Anna. Then a late delivery by Worst, right sideline. And a good defensive play by Anna, cornerback. It was Dosik who climbed right over the back of the receiver for Delta St. John's. Ball intended for Matthew Miller. It arrived late, well after the Miller cut, because Worst had to scramble out of the pocket. And Anna defended the pass downfield extremely well. Second and 10 for Delta St. John's. Clock stopped, 2:40 left to go first quarter. Blue Jays 7, Rockets nothing. Two receivers to the short side of the field, one here to the wide. Worst looks this way. It's a middle screen. No one home. It falls harmlessly, incomplete at the 50.
Read very well by Anna that time. They saw what was coming, and they did not get through. They took two steps in, saw what the play was, and dropped back into coverage.
Looked like the ball might have been intended for Dominic Metzger, who had his back turned. So it is third and 10 for Delta St. John's. Two incompletions after a first down was produced at the 49. Delphus can get a first down at the end of 41. Trips to the near side, a trio of receivers. Flanked to the wide side of the field for Wurst, who looks right. Now throws beyond the right hash mark. Anna in coverage. And the free safety for the Rockets comes over and makes a diving pick. Intercepted inside the 20. And then the defensive back for Anna fell out of bounds.
That was Dosick.
Wow, Dosick playing center field beautifully on that play, Chuck. You can't perform it any better than that.
He didn't go for the pump fake on the sideline and went over there, cut off the play, did a great job.
Heck of an interception by Dosick of Anna. He's been a standout performer on defense this year. Griffin Dosick, 6'4", 180-pound junior. Anna, first down, inside, it's 15. Running play around left end. Blue Jays flush the ball carrier out of bounds. Ensley was shoved to the sidelines at the 19. The play gained maybe five. Second down, at least five to go for a first down. 2:20 left to go opening quarter. Chuck, that was only the fourth play run from scrimmage for Anna in this game so far. Delphus has dominated the clock to this point. Bixler, the quarterback, the young sophomore for Anna. 5'11", 160-pound, 10th grader. Will have to fill in the rest of the year for Travis Meyer. Lost for the season, ACL injury. Suffered before the game last week against New Bremen. Running play on second down for Anna, outside left tackle. Generates just a half a yard, no more than that. Rockets need every bit of six on first down, or I should say on third down, to get a first down.
So they've got Huelskamp at the running back now. They got Ensley on the sideline for this series.
It is Kaufman lining up split 10 yards to the right. Huelskamp alongside Bixler in the offensive backfield. Bart wants to throw, loops it middle of the field. Kaufman snatches. Oh, he stabbed it out of midair at the 32. Completion made. Tackle after it was hauled in by Kaufman. Bixler floated that ball nicely. Didn't have a lot of zip on it, but in space was Kaufman, who set up between a couple defenders for Delphus St. John's, and he pulled it down. Bixler on the money on his first throw of the evening. First and 10 Rockets inside the 35. Here's a running play around left end, and it generates nice yardage on first and 10. It was Bixler who kept it, and he hid behind his offensive lineman, Chuck, and scooted for about 9 on the play, second and 1. Bixler flashed some quick wheels on that move around the left side of the field. Anna about 2 feet short of a first down. Second down coming up, a minute 20 left in the first quarter. Delphus St. John 7, Anna nothing. Two receivers to the left for Bixler, no doubt a running play on second and short, and Delphus St. John's throws it for a loss. Back to the 41. Huelskamp was a marked man. Delphus St. John's spying all over him.
Well, you know, you look at Bixler last week, he probably didn't take any snaps in practice with the first string.
Right.
So this week he had all the reps, so that's just going to help.
Austin Adams, Hunter Boniface smothered that last play for Delphus St. John's, forcing Anna now into a third and a couple from the Rockets 41. Under a minute to go, first quarter. Bixler in the spread, gives the ball straight ahead. Huelskamp or Ensley. Powers to the 45. He's got the first down. Huelskamp had a crevice, and he surged right through it. Play went for at least five. First down, Anna at the Rockets, 45. Boy, Anna needed that first down. The field position now has been flipped. Anna 5 yards short of the 50. Bixler fakes the inside handoff, throws to Kaufman in the right flat. Oh, a nifty catch and run. Kaufman near sideline. He caught it 8 yards downfield on the loose at the 40 of Delphus St. John's, all the way to the 30, and nipping at his heels from behind for the Blue Jays. On the tackle is Troy Elwer. Kaufman is very speedy. Boy, He brought that ball down, Chuck, and he was out of the grasp of a tackle right now, and away he went. Super game for Anna. Bixler throwing again. Other side of the field, Kaufman. Got it 4 yards downfield, and he makes a hard run to the sideline, eluding one Blue Jay. He's tripped up out of bounds, down around the 16 or 17-yard line. The play goes for 11 or 12 more, another first down. Right now it's the Bixler-Kaufman show as the clock winds down, last couple seconds of the opening quarter. Anna driving as the first period ends. Delta St. John 7, Anna nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp Imagery. John gives you his best shot. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. At the in-between, it's out of this world. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282, 498-7282. First down, 10 yards to go for Anna. At the 13-yard line of Delta St. John's, opening play, second quarter. Bixler takes the handoff, or I should say takes the snap, fakes the handoff, and Bart plunges straight ahead for 3 to the 10. Second down and 7 for Anna, right smack dab in the middle of the field. Good drive by Anna, second offensive set for the Rockets. Love the way head coach Nick Marino, Chuck, for Anna, has mixed in the forward pass on this drive down the field. Speaking of forward pass, Bixler wants to throw it again, has a man wide open, right corner of the end zone, juggled, and it's not caught. In the hands of the receiver, Kaufman, and out. He had it for 6 points, but could not put the clincher on it. He tried to squeeze it, and the ball squirted free.
Just a little high on the pass.
Third down and a little more than 7 to go for a first down. Ball spotted outside the 10 of Delta St. John's. Well, Caleb Kaufman has been...
He was wide open again. Yeah. There was nobody around.
No, he has been free numerous times on this drive, and Bixler's hit him on each occasion.
They're going to need to call a timeout, I think.
Play clock winding down, 2-1. Anna does get a timeout to avert a 5-yard penalty. Delta St. John 7, Anna nothing. 11:24 to go in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get 5 delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck here at Anna's Booster Field. Anna threatening outside the 10 of Delphi St. John's, 3rd and 8. Bixler delayed handoff, offensive backfield, and the ball carrier squirts all the way to the end zone for the touchdown. Beautiful running play. Riley Hulskamp took it on the draw. That's a play you don't often see much in the high school game, Chuck. That was a patented draw play. It was fed about 6 or 7 yards behind the line by Bixler. Easy for me to say. Well, Bixler, the Hulskamp offensive line did its job.
They did, and the key to that was the fact that Bixler completed 3 passes and just almost completed a 4th pass. They have to be watching for that now.
Yes, good point. Robert Flynn on to boot the PAT and tie the game. Very high snap. Oh, what a job done by Caleb Kaufman, who speared the ball. He was down on a knee, reached up, and with nearly just a single hand, caught that high snap from center, got the ball on the ground, and Flynn's kick was perfect. Anna's tied the score at 7, less than a minute gone here in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Excellent kickoff by Anna after the Rockets' touchdown. An even better tackle by sophomore Jeffrey Richards, who wears number 12 on his back, as he downed the return man for Delphi St. John's immediately at the 26-yard line.
Well, that was a big answer by the Rockets' offense that time. They didn't have the ball much in the first quarter, and all of a sudden they had a nice drive mixing in the pass and the run and tied the game.
Yep, outstanding drive by the Rockets. 7-7 contest. 11:14 to go, quarter number 2. Worsted quarterback for Delphi St. John's. Fakes the inside handoff. He wants to keep it. Oh, Anna's all over him. As helmet on helmet, Anna stalemates that play, maybe for a loss of a foot or two. Second down and closer to 11 to go for a first down for the Blue Jays. Worst has kept the ball, read the defense, been successful so far. On numerous occasions, that time, Anna was ready for the challenge. Second down, 11 to go for Delphi St. John's, which features 3 receivers, 2 to the left, 1 to the right. Drop by Worst, looks to the sidelines. Now he wants to go deep, fires middle of the field, and good coverage by Anna in the hands of the receiver, clawed away at the 48. 2 men back there for Anna, ball on the ground. No catch.
That was Kaufman, boy. I'll tell you what, that was a heck of a play right there to knock that down. That was a completion.
Good recovery, right?
Yeah.
Tell you what, Kaufman, well on his way so far, Chuck, to earning Clancy's.
He seems like he might be hungry tonight. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to give Worse some credit on that. He had all kinds of people around him.
Yeah.
And it was a great defensive play to keep that from being a 20-yard completion.
Right. Worse did a few tap dances to skirt free from trouble. And here is a change in the cadence by the quarterback Worst. Anna a little anxious along the line of scrimmage. 5-yard penalty on the Rockets. So it's 3rd and 6 now instead of 3rd and 11 from the 26. 10:28 to go, second quarter. Game tied at 7. Chuck, I figured this game would feature far more runs than passes so far. Both clubs have mixed in the forward pass quite nicely.
9 passes in the first quarter, and it's a little bit of the second.
Deep drop, the Worst. Outlet to a man out of the backfield. The crossing pattern. Yes, it's caught at the 31. And the receiver on a dash up over the 40. Good run and catch. Miller hauled it in. I don't think he was the hot receiver on that play for the quarterback Wurst. He might have been second or third in the chain, but the good patience shown by the junior QB of Delphus St. John's.
That is a tough pattern to defend as a linebacker, mm-hmm. trying to come across with somebody coming all the way across the formation.
Yep. Nice check down by the quarterback. First and 10 for Wurst and company for Delphus St. John's. Here comes a blitz by Anna, and they're all over the ball carrier. On the toss sweep, he's denied. In fact, he's thrown down for a loss back at the 35-yard line. Trying to get the corner turned was Musser, but no chance.
Face mask on Anna.
Uh-oh, big walk-off against the Rockets. That's why the ball carrier went down so quickly. That hurts because Delphus St. John's now gets a first down out near midfield.
Yeah, it's going to be first and one.
Oh, you're right, Chuck. It's not
automatic.
Yes. Penalty marked off from the spot of the foul, which occurred behind the line of scrimmage. Play would have resulted in a significant loss.
Yep.
Instead, the penalty spots the ball at the 49. First down and a yard for Delphus St. John's. Snap back to Wurst. He keeps, chugs between right tackle and guard. Puts his head down and digs to the end of 45. First and 10 Blue Jays. Well, Anna would have had Delphus St. John's in a hole, second and long, but the personal foul face mask call bails out the Blue Jays, who are now on Anna's half of the 50. 9:48 to go, second quarter, 7-7 tie. Miller coming into the offensive set for Delphus St. John's on this play, along with Schwinnen, also in the offensive backfield. Is Reindl. Wurst looks to head coach Todd Schulte, takes a timeout. First and 10 Blue Jays outside the end of 45 when play resumes. 9:31 to go in the second. 7-7 tie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, 492-9495. Here's Wurst back to throw for Delphus St. John's. He faked a pitch out. He was swirled around in the offensive backfield. Good pursuit by Anna. And then Wurst belatedly delivered the ball out of bounds to the sidelines, and then a Blue Jay has been flagged.
I think, I'm not going to speculate. Tell you what, Huelskamp did a great job because that was the receiver that time. He did not bite on the pump fake and had him covered. Wurst had no place to go with it.
Intentional grounding is the call, and that's a good one because Wurst was being chased in the offensive backfield and belatedly just threw the ball into the Delphus St. John's bench. There was no receiver there, obviously.
Well, in his defense, 85 was open. He's just not wearing a helmet.
Exactly. Well, a face mask call on Anna. A grounding penalty against Delphus St. John's. Second and 23 Blue Jays back in their own 42 now. Anna starting to put some pressure up front on Wurst. 4-yard drop, steps up in the pocket, sprints left, on the run, zips it up near the 49, hauled in, and an immediate stick by Anna. Small advance on the play. Shy of the 50. Bird in there on the tackle for the Rockets. Good hit by Ethan. And third down for the Blue Jays, who still need a bunch. 16. Line of scrimmage, the Delphi St. John's 49. Well, we talked in the pregame with head coach Nick Marino about getting pressure on Wurst. Delphi St. John's throws it much more now than the Blue Jays used to. Wurst wants to throw it again. He's being hustled out of the pocket. Near sideline, he's nabbed from behind at the 45. Wow. What a rundown by Malachi Minnick of the Anna Rockets. He's a super defensive end. He wears number 44 on his back, and he showed 4-4 speed on that play, Chuck, as he caught Wurst for a significant loss of five.
Well, and the key there was the pressure on Wurst because he could not look down the field because he felt the pressure coming from behind.
You're right. He got nervous feet very quickly. Blue Jays have to punt. The punter from the 32, end-over-end kick. Nicely done. Hits at the end of 28. Rockets pick it up late at the 16 and scoot to the far sidelines in the vicinity of the 20. That's where Anna starts. First down, 10 yards to go. Game tied at 7. 7:50 remaining here in the second quarter.
That was a heads-up play again by Kaufman, because if he just had not scooped that, they would have had the ball inside the 10.
Right.
And now they've taken it all the way out to about the 20.
Well, Anna's last series was quite productive. It was a lengthy drive resulting in 7. And it was a run right up the gut by Riley Huelskamp, which produced the points. Timeout called on the field. A little more than 4 minutes gone here in quarter number 2. Game tied at 7 from Anna here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
And on the first play by the Anna Rockets, after the timeout called on the field, Bart Bixler faked the inside handoff. He kept it, and he trudged right up the middle of the 24-and-a-half-yard line. Nice pickup on first down by the sophomore quarterback, filling in for Travis Meyer of Anna, who is out for the season with an ACL injury. Bixler fakes the handoff again, then shoots a pass in the right flat intended for Huelskamp. It's wide of the mark, no good. Third down, a little better than 6 to go for a first down for Anna. 7:21 remaining in the second quarter. Anna 7, Delphi St. John 7.
That was the first bad pass that he's thrown, but he saw it was supposed to be a quick pass, and he saw a defender there, so I'm going to give him credit and say it wasn't a bad pass.
Yep, it was pretty well covered. Bixler made sure nobody could catch it but an Anna receiver. And here is Bixler going long down the right side of the field beyond the far hash mark at the sideline, off the hands of the receiver at the 41 and off the field of play. Incompletion on third down and 6, and Anna's got to kick the football away. Rockets go 3 and out on this series, as they did in the opening series of the game for the home team. And Foat needs an excellent kick here. He'll take the long snap back at his 10. One single deep back for Delphi St. John's at his 35. Ball hits on the ground on the Anna half of the 50 at the 48 and trickles to the Blue Jays 47. fine field position for Delphus. 7 minutes to go, quarter number two. We thank these Rushi sponsors here on ScorersBroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Shout outs to them, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. We will make your ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, located out on the east edge of town on Rushi Versailles Road. More about the Jewelry Barn in just a moment. And thank you to these Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Here is Delphus St. John's electing to run. Anna stretches it out to the far sideline and dumps it for a loss of a couple. Tell you what, Chuck, after Delphus St. John's had its way with Anna, running and passing on the first series, Anna's defense has stepped it up since.
Yeah, I tell you, that was Farley, and we were impressed with him at Brookville.
Yes. Farley on the tackle for the Rockets. Second and 12 for Delphus St. John's. Now, Braden Farley has got good lateral quickness for an interior lineman. Snap back to Wurst. Gives it up the gut to the ball carrier. Reindel lugs it, lurches ahead to the 49. He's pulled down right there. And that sets up a third and every bit of 7 to go for Delphus St. John's at the Blue Jays 49. Cat and mouse game right now. These two teams jockeying for field position. Game tied at 7. Blue Jays a yard short of the 50. Need to reach the Anna 42 for first down yardage. Let's see what's up the sleeve of head coach Todd Schulte on this play. Trips to the near side. Three receivers flanked to the right of Wurst, who takes the snap, gives it up the gut to the ball carrier. Blue Jays tried a quick hitter. Anna had other ideas, and that play is stonewalled right at the 49. No gain. Well done by Anna.
Well, St. John's had 80 rushing yards in the first quarter. They've got 2 here in the second quarter.
Yep. The defense of Anna has really risen to the occasion, that's for sure. Cole Reindel was jammed at the line of scrimmage on that last play for Delphus. Officially no gain, 4th down and 7 for the Blue Jays, just shy of the 50. Anna with 2 deep men back at the Rockets 15. Just over 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. It's been a briskly played game so far. Blue Jays quarterback, Wurst, back in punt formation. And Delphus takes a timeout before the kick. 7-7 tie beyond the midway point of quarter number 2. Anna 7, Delphus St. John 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
And here's the punt by Wurst of Delphus St. John's. It lights on the ground beyond the far hash mark inside the 30 and takes 1 hop out of bounds. Delphus St. John's made sure during that timeout, Chuck, that Wurst did not allow Anna's quickness to return that punt.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they talked about.
Rockets start inside their own 20. 4:59 to go here in the second quarter. Game tied at 7. Let's see what the sophomore quarterback, Bart Bixler, can do for Anna in place of Travis Meyer on this series. Bart so far has managed the game extremely well. Takes the snap, hands it off right up the gut, and there's no room. Ensley tried to squirt through a little crack, didn't get much. Maybe a couple, second down, 8. And we anticipated a low-scoring game. Chuck, my prediction was a 14-14 tie and an overtime finish.
I'll take that.
And it's still in play, isn't it?
It is.
Yep. Snap back to Bixler. Fakes the handoff left. Deals to the right. A short advance once more. Ensley shy of the 20. Clock continues to run. Third down and at least 5. Perhaps 6 to go for a first down for Anna. Down near the 4-minute mark in the second quarter. Game tied at 7. Let's see if Anna elects to pitch it here. Well, Bixler has got to make a good decision if a forward pass is called. He takes the snap, wants to throw. It's a safe one in the right flat, too high for the intended receiver on a slant up at the 27-yard line. Coverage was good by Delphus St. John's. Austin Foate was the young man for whom the ball was intended, but the Blue Jays had him bracketed. And again, the quarterback Bixler threw it up and away where no one had a chance to get a hand on it. And Foate wasn't going to catch that ball because he was being sandwiched by two Blue Jays. And Anna will have to kick it. Foate back inside his 10. Second straight 3-and-out for Anna, which has had 3 of these in the game. Oh, what a kick by Foate. Fantastic boot. All the way over to the 34-yard line of Delphus St. John's. Off the fingertips of the return man who runs forward to get it. Then he makes a mad dash to the 50.
Well, outkicked his coverage a little bit.
Yeah, he did.
You're not going to knock a punt like that. But
nope, not at the high school level, that's for sure. And what looked like a poor play from Delphus St. John's, a mishandled catch, wound up being a good play because the ball did hop forward off the hands of the return man for Delphus St. John's, who very hastily gobbled it back up and got to the 50. Technically, Chuck, what about a 15-yard return from the point where the Blue Jays first touched the ball?
Yep. Not artistic, but gets you some stats.
Yeah, no style points, but the Blue Jays will take it right at midfield with 3:42 to go in the second quarter, and the game's still tied. Worst has got receivers left and right, and he's coming this way to the right. Good coverage by Anna. Late delivery downfield in the hands of a receiver at the 36, and he can't hang on.
He does such a nice job of keeping his eyes down the field. It looks like the play is going nowhere, and that pass should have been caught.
Yep, it sure should have. Connor Houlihan, who caught a big ball last week for this Blue Jay team against Versailles, was available. I tell you what, Worst, with his feet and his length, keeps these pass plays alive for an eternity.
He throws the ball on a line, too.
I'm
impressed with the young man. Only a junior.
Give Anna's defense a lot of credit, though. Incompletion, 2nd and 10, midfield strike. Delphus St. John's has thrown several times in first down tonight. Here's Worst. It's a straight run by him. Look at him go to work. He's digging around left end. He carves out space at the 45, shoots to the 40, inside it to the end of 37. Worst for a plus 13. First down, Blue Jays. 3:28 to go, second quarter. Game tied at 7. Worst can beat you not only with his arm, but with his legs, that's for sure. Ball marked actually closer to the 36, giving him 14 on the last play. Keep in mind, the Blue Jays won the game last week over Versailles in a third overtime with a made field goal. Rossman can kick it a distance. Worst to throw, rolling right. Again, great coverage by Anna. Worst sprinting out of his pocket. Dances near sideline, skips at the 35, tumbling down at the 33 of Anna. A long run by Worst ends up to be a positive 2. Second down, 8 for the Blue Jays with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Now, Anna needs to stiffen on this play and force a forward pass for sure on 3rd and long. Delphi St. John's with three receivers out to the left. One to the right. The quarterback, Wurst, has a back alongside. Wurst keeps him behind his back. He tries to swerve around left end. He's got a little bit of a crease. There's a flag coming in late. Another one as Wurst dove all the way to the 25. He produced a plus seven on the play, a yard short of a first down, but I think it's going to come back.
Well, it's going to come back either offset or a penalty on Delphus.
There are two markers down. Hold on the Blue Jays. That was the first foul. Oops, a second on Anna. And you're right, the play stands.
No, it's still, it just goes back to him counting.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, no, you're right. I've got my rules mixed up. You see that in the NFL how often? Unsportsmanlike conduct on the visiting team.
Called a face mask. That
and unsportsmanlike conduct on the home team in the National Football League, and you just replay the down from the previous line of scrimmage, and that's what happened right there. So it's second down all over again for Delphi St. John's. Precious time did come off the clock. We're down to 2:19 to go in the second quarter. Second and seven for the Blue Jays. Wurst running right this time. He gets inside his tight end and squirts to the 30. Good effort by Minnie Cavana, who forced the play to the inside. He got help. And it's third down for Delphi St. John's and at least four to go for a first down. And we're all the way down to a minute 50 to go in the second period. Game tied at seven.
If I'm reading the scoreboard right, they've used all three of their timeouts.
Yes, we've had a bundle of timeouts already used in this game. I want to say five anyway. Three by Delphus, two by Anna. Passing down for Wurst and company. Here comes Anna showing blitz. Oh, it's a delayed handoff in the offensive backfield. One missed tackle at the 33. Ball carriers rolled down at the 30 for Delphi St. John's. Small gain. It's going to be fourth down for the Blue Jays. It was Isaac Musser. His progress was impeded behind the line. A net of a plus one. Anna limited that to a gain of about 2 or 3 feet. It sets up fourth and every bit of four for Delphus at the Anna 29. We're all the way down to 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Blue Jays out of timeouts. Enormous play right here. Snap back to Wurst. Toss sweep to the running back who pile drives his way around left tackle. Got a good block at the point of attack. I'm not sure if he got to the first down stake or not, Chuck. It is close. He picked up three, needed four, and Anna takes over. The ball carrier for Delphi St. John's, Troy Schwinnen, got stacked up at the line of scrimmage. Good penetration by Anna to slow the play. It looked like Schwinnen might be able to squeeze out four. He couldn't. He got only three. And barring a late second quarter score here by Anna with only 40 seconds to go in the period, the half will end tied up. Snap back to Bixler, gives it off on the play to Ensley. Ensley driving up the middle, breaks a tackle, another. He's at the 35, the 40. Look at him go all the way to the 43.
Hulskamp.
I said Ensley three or four times. Let's give credit where it was due. Riley Hulskamp with a heck of a run. 31 seconds to go in the half. Anna out at its 43 now. Three receivers to the right for Bixler. Dropping back to his 38. Oh, it's a nice screen to Kaufman from the wide receiver post. He came parallel to the line of scrimmage, caught the ball in the right flank, and then he zipped across the 50, upset at the 45 of the Blue Jays. Another first down. 15.7 to go. And Anna gets a timeout, I think it's last.
They used their last one.
Wow. Rockets making a late second quarter surge to perhaps try and get in long-distance field goal range of the Booter Flynn. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Jewelry Barn, established in 2011 in Rushi, Ohio. A qualified staff on board at the Jewelry Barn to offer you great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. A fine combination of quality and prices at the Jewelry Barn, which also offers ear piercing, watch battery replacement, free jewelry cleaning and inspection for worn prongs and loose stones, plus watch link adjustment too. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair, is the Jewelry Barn located in Rushi. It'll make your ideas come to life. Stop in, tell Jolene Renderly that you heard all about the Jewelry Barn right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Bexler to heave one. He fires a post pattern. The toss is heavy down the middle of the field inside the 10. No one home. A couple Blue Jays defenders back there circling. And the ball fell harmlessly at the goal line, incomplete, with 9.5 to go here in the second quarter. And the game tied at 7. The ball at the 45 of Delphi St. John's. The Jewelry Barn, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Phone 526-5557. 526-5557 on the web at jewelrybarnusa.com. Bixler to throw once more. He's at the 50, steps up in the pocket. He makes a belated run. Then a pitch back on the play to Yulskamp, who circles left end. He dances to the sideline, runs out of real estate, goes out of bounds. Time expires. Tackle made at the 29 of Delphi St. John's. And the second period finishes. It is a 7-7 deadlock. And the Rockets, without Travis Meyer, giving a very good account of themselves here tonight, especially after the Blue Jays, on their opening drive of this game, marched more than 90 yards down the field for a touchdown. 7-7, Anna and Delphi St. John's in a very tightly contested Midwest Athletic Conference game here at Anna tonight. Here at halftime, upcoming, after our report on stats from Chuck McBee, we've got Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator at Layman Catholic, talking about his 3-1 Cavaliers heading into play tonight at home against Marion Elgin, that game being played on the Layman Catholic campus. And also in the second part of our halftime break, we will feature Nate Barhorst, the high school boys basketball coach at Anna. Halftime, Anna 7, Delphi St. John 7, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
And welcome back to Anna Booster Field, the scene of tonight's game between the Anna Rockets and the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays, a key Midwest Athletic Conference game. Delphi St. John's on the scoreboard first. Anna tied it. Good drive engineered by sophomore quarterback Bart Bixler, filling in for Travis Meyer, out for the year with the ACL injury. 7-7 tie. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. And here's Chuck.
Well, the stats are as even as the score. Anna ran the ball 15 times for 80 yards, 4-9 throwing the ball. Nice first half for Mr. Bixler, 66 yards, 146 total yards, 5 first downs. Did not turn the ball over in the first half. St. John's ran the ball 20 times for 105. They were 4-10 throwing it for 60, 165 total yards, 9 first downs. A lot of those on that first drive, touchdown drive.
Right.
Turned the ball over one time, 7-7 here at the half.
Head coach Nick Marino of Anna, Chuck, in our pregame, talked about the importance of not only running the ball pretty well tonight, but playing solid defense. He was hoping for a low-scoring game. Bart Bixler's second game at the helm, running the club at QB. Sophomore's done a very good job. And the defense, we thought, adjusted extremely well after that first drive. But Delphus went 90-plus for a score.
Well, yeah, they did adjust. They had 80 rush yards in the first quarter, 25 in the second quarter. And Bixler, you can see he's starting to feel a little more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, he got no reps last week
right. With
the first team before that game. This week he got them all, and that makes a big difference.
Yeah, we're impressed with the Delphus St. John's quarterback, Worst, who can beat you with his legs and the forward pass. But, boy, Anna has defended both very well. A good coverage downfield, getting penetration across the line of scrimmage, and forcing Worst out of the pocket.
He looks like he might be a pretty good basketball player, too.
He was a fine receiver last year on the football team.
Yeah. Anna, they did a great job.
Yep.
I mean, defensively, I thought after that first drive, they really made some nice adjustments. 7-7 at halftime, they got to be happy.
How about the play of Caleb Kaufman? You can tell Coach Marino wants to get him in space.
Well, he's doing a great job catching it and running, and he's really doing a nice job defensively. He had the nice return on the kickoff or the punt that would have been inside the 10 if he would have let it roll, picked it up, got it all the way out to the 20, got a little better field position out of it. He's had a heck of a first half.
Austin Foate has punted extremely well. He does that quite nicely week after week. And I tell you what, Chuck, field position, the punting game, coverage on punts will be mighty critical to determining the outcome, because I think probably 3 touchdowns wins this contest.
I would think that you're probably right.
Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. We're about 17, 18 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. 7-7 tie at the break between Anna and Delphus St. John's. Again, Wilson Health Sports Medicine bringing you our halftime report on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Anna 7, Delphus St. John 7, here at the half. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for multiple years now. For multiple years now, Barker is the number one most valued agency in the area. At 9040 North County Road 25A on the north edge of Sydney, Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. It's 492-1857. And as we welcome in Nate Barhorst, head basketball coach for the Anna Rockets, we also welcome in the second CSX train of the night that maybe our listeners here on scoresbroadcast.com can hear in the background.
Absolutely.
Nate, in his 17th year teaching at Anna, 7th year upcoming as head coach of the boys basketball program. First off, Nate, tell me about the family. Give me an update.
All right. As of right now, I've got a son that is 10 years old. His name is AJ. He's in the 4th grade.
Uh-huh.
Mia, my daughter, is she's 6, and she is in kindergarten, so she's getting acclimated now to, you know, the school over there, elementary. So.
And Mia's with us right here in the press box.
She is right here with us. She will not leave my side. That's right.
And she's going to guide you through this interview.
I think so. Yep, she's here for the long haul.
You teach science. I know you love it. I've been in your classroom, and you captivate the students' attention in the science classroom at Anna all the time.
Yeah, you got to be able to keep their their interest level in it. It's just like coaching. You know, if you become redundant, if you don't keep them, you know, energized and going and filled with more and more different material, then yeah, that's what's going to happen. They're going to kind of get lollygagged on you a little bit. So. Yep.
But your reference coaching, masterful job again last year. Rockets came on strong into the regular season. And once more, a fine surprise in the tournament, pulling off a couple upsets in sectional play in Division III boys action.
Yeah, the boys really came along great for us last year. You could just see that the things were starting to turn in our direction. And there's always a turning point in the season where you're like, okay, here it was. We had a stretch where we lost, you know, 4 in a row there, and then we started getting things back on track, you know, with Houston, Miami East, and then the big win against JC with the last second shot. So, you know, that kind of spurned us into the right direction and gave us more momentum heading into this season. And again, just like any other year, the SEL is going to be it's going to be a juggernaut with all these teams coming back. And you know, it's always fun. It's always interesting to see, you know, what's in store year in, year out.
Anna football team, of course, plays in the Midwest Athletic Conference on the gridiron. Basketball team is in the Shelby County League, but you continue to play MAC schools on the hardwood.
Absolutely.
Right down to the wire, game in, game out each season. Every bit as good a competition, of course, in the MAC on the basketball floor as in the Shelby County League.
That's right. It sometimes feels like we're playing in both leagues on the hard court, as many of them that we play. But, you know, we feel that they get us ready along with the SEL for tournament play. I got a couple other guys, coaches, that have asked me what about scheduling D2 or a stronger D3 opponent. And you know what? We're fine where we're at with scheduling these MAC teams and playing in our own league, because they, as you can see, we did knock off some teams that were rated higher and ranked higher than us in tournaments. So we'll definitely take the competition and competitiveness that we go against each and every night.
Nate Barhorst, head basketball coach of the boys program at Anna, our guest here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. At the half of the Anadelphia St. John's football game, it's a 7-7 tie. First Friday of December, 2017, Fort Loramie at Anna. A lot on the line, opening night of the season in the Shelby County League.
That's exactly right. You know, that's the one date that we've got circled that we're gearing towards. And, you know, it's going to be a big one, obviously. And, you know, some people would say, boy, you know, you got that right off the bat. Why can't you schedule something like a Noggin League to get yourselves going? Well, you know, that's just the way our schedule sets up.
Right.
There's nothing else we can do about it. But, yeah, absolutely. That's going to be a big one for everyone. And, you know, we have to get geared up. And, you know, obviously the guys know what's in store. And, you know, we're starting our workouts and things of that nature already. So they know what's in ahead of them. And you know, we talk about it every time. You know, this is, you know, first game right here.
Don't you love it, though, Nate? The league's conferences on the basketball floor in the state of Ohio, in which everybody plays everybody else twice, are in the minority.
Yeah.
It's a round robin two times.
Yep. That's what makes it
in the SCL.
That's what makes it so competitive and so interesting, because you know, second time around, if you didn't get them, you're head hunting them next time, you know. So
and for the D4s in the Shelby County League, maybe a third time in the sectional tournament of Texas.
Right. That's right. You know, and I think you know the case in point, Swarmy and Rushi, they played each other three times each year, and it's hard to beat a team three times in a season.
Well, it's a real pleasure to have you on here at the half. Nate Barhorst, 17-year science teacher at Anna, seventh year upcoming, head basketball coach. And the few times I've been in the high school to track you down and have sat in on your science class, I've wanted to stay and learn more about science.
Yeah, well, you're welcome to stay anytime you want. Come on in.
I love your teaching style.
I appreciate that.
And your basketball coaching style.
I really definitely appreciate that.
Nate Barhorst, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me. Uh-huh. I appreciate it. Chuck, thank you.
Halftime, 7-7, Anna Rockets and the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Well, as promised, we're going to hear from Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator at Lehman Catholic. We haven't covered the Cavaliers yet this season. Lehman Catholic is at home against Marion Elgin tonight.
49-0 in the third quarter.
Wow. It is homecoming weekend, the game being played on the Lehman Catholic campus. And as Chuck noted, 49-0. Lehman 3-1 on the year, leading 3-1 Marion Elgin. We chatted with Bill Zimmerman just a few days ago about his club, Lehman Catholic, building a juggernaut this season. Very good shot at the postseason playoffs in Division 7 and playing at home. The season didn't start so well, though. Lehman Catholic lost a 21-0 lead and was beaten by Fort Recovery in the opener in OT.
This one was a heartbreaker. We had a 21-point lead at one point, and we end up losing in overtime 27-21 to a very formidable Fort Recovery team. Just things didn't go our way. One or two different things happened in the second half, and we win that game. But hats off to them. They were resilient, and they're a very well-coached team, you know, the state championship 2 years ago. So they are no slouch. Mm-hmm. Week two, we went into Miami East, and we struggled a little bit in the first half offensively, especially. Went in 14-7, and then they tied it up right at the beginning of the third quarter, and then we kind of took the game over and ended up having a pretty solid victory, 31-14. Graham was the next game, and actually we struggled a little bit in the first half with Graham offensively as well. We actually went into halftime, Graham up 21-10, and we had to wake our boys up. It was a Saturday game, and those are always strange with not having school that day, and you got kids that are – we bring them in for breakfast on Saturdays to get them out of bed, but it's hard to control them after we release them at 9:30, so they probably go back and take naps and do what they will, but We really woke them up. We came out and scored four touchdowns in the third quarter and then put a couple more on the board to put 51 on the board total and won 51-34. Graham is formidable. They have a couple of nice athletes at the quarterback and running back positions.
Yep. Much improved.
New coach this year, so I see some decent stuff coming from them in the future. And then we had our way last week with Ridgemont at week four up there. We kind of scored at will. I think at halftime we had run 17 offensive plays, seven of which had resulted in touchdowns.
Wow.
Owen Smith had seven carries for 224 yards and three touchdowns in the game. So we played well despite the opponent. We still executed and played very well. So it wasn't a sloppy game from our standpoint, and we won that one 62-8.
Bill, you've been blessed with a string of outstanding quarterbacks. You've been able to groom them early on, 10th grade year, forward. And in Gilardi, you've got another one of those outstanding QBs. He's just a junior.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, Jack. He is a second-year starter. He started last year for us as a sophomore. And we thought he was going to be a little bit more of a game manager last year, but he kind of came into his own and was a real weapon for us. And this year, there's no difference in that. He's grown 4 or 5 inches in the offseason. He's a 6-foot-tall young man. He's got a nice arm. He can make all the throws. He's always had the mindset, but he couldn't always do it physically. And now he's kind of come into his own and can perform physically. He's also great on the ground. He's our second-leading rusher, has had a couple 100-yard games this year. He has 7 rushing touchdowns this year for us already through 4 games. So he is surely a weapon.
You mentioned his fine arm. Two very capable receivers, Brandon Barhorst, Cam Lee. They're good pass catchers for you.
Oh, for sure. Brandon is kind of a little a scat back slot receiver that we use. We'll use him in the backfield in our 2-back sets. And then he'll be out in the slot. He catches a lot of swing passes and swing screens, and he can also go deep because he's got great speed. And then Cam is 6'4", 220. He's the 4th biggest kid on our team, and he plays wide receiver. Mm-hmm. You know, he's really the size of a college or even NFL wide receiver, and he can go up and get it. He's caught 3 or 4 ball touchdowns for us this year as well.
And you've got a fine pass-run combination. Owen Smith lugs the football very effectively for you.
Yes, Owen, again, another senior. Owen was a starter last year for us when Jake Earhart went down. And right now has had a 100-yard game in every single game. He has right around almost 700 yards rushing through 4 games for us. He is a slasher, I would call him. He runs our outside zone play so well. The best probably outside zone runner that we've coached since we've installed this offense.
Wow. Layman Catholic's offensive coordinator Bill Zimmerman, our guest. Talk about your line play anchored by Michael Bunker.
Well, Michael Bunker, we play him at the tight end. We play him a little bit out in the slot as a receiver. He's, again, I think he's our second biggest guy. So we have 2 of our 4 largest players are at skill positions.
Yeah.
Michael has a few catches for us at tight end, and he also blocks that edge for us when we do go in that tight end set. But he's so fast that we can put him out on the edge. Mm-hmm. He ran down during the Graham game. He ran down about 45 yards down the field. Their tailback, who can fly, he ran him down the sideline and pulled him down with a touchdown-saving tackle. So he's stout. The rest of our line is comprised of most seniors. We have the Holler boy at center, who's a 3-year starter and an all-league player the last 2 years. We have the Sergeant boy, who's getting some next-level looks. He's 6'4", about 270. He's our biggest kid. And then we have the Westner boy, also a senior. He's a 3-year starter at the guard position. We also have the Richard boy, who's also a senior, who's a 2nd-year starter. And then we've mixed in a new starter this year to replace Wyatt Long from last year, and that's the Largent boy, and he's a bright kid and doing a nice job for us.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned players getting next-level looks. You've got a few in that category.
We do. We're senior-laden this year. We have 12 or 13 seniors, Jack, and so Michael Bunker is getting some scholarships. Offers. Owen Smith is getting some looks. Sergeant boy is getting some looks as well. Mount Union's actually looking at him pretty strong, which is a great Division III program, as we're all aware. Gilardi has shown interest in playing at the next level. He's just a junior, but he's shown some interest in doing that, and he's getting some looks. Brandon Barhorst is also considering. So,
after 4 weeks of play, what area of the Layman Catholic game do you need to improve on most, do you think, to get better the next 6 weeks?
I think it's just maintaining consistency. Mm-hmm. There'll be some drives from an offensive standpoint that we're just firing on all cylinders, and it looks perfect. And then other times we'll come out and we'll make silly mistakes. We have, and I think I've referenced this to you before, but we have what we call the 12% rule. And if 12% or less of our offensive plays result in one of these 4 things, then we're going to win the game. And those are sacks, turnovers, dropped balls, and dumb penalties. Mm-hmm. And so if we can maintain our 12% rule under 12%, we're usually going to win the football game.
So 11% wins the game.
That's right.
Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, who are thumping Marion Elgin tonight on the Lehman Catholic campus. 49-0 midway through that game. It's homecoming weekend at Lehman, and the Cavaliers are well on their way to a 4-1 record after five games. And it's a club to be reckoned with for sure in this region of Division 7. 9-1 finish for Lehman Catholic, and the Cavaliers will most certainly host in D7.
The only thing you get concerned about is that they really, once they played their first game of the season against a quality opponent,
right,
they don't really play another one until the last game of the year. And sometimes that could be tough on you.
Yep.
So I think Coach Zimmerman said it correctly. They, even last week, they didn't make mistakes. They weren't sloppy, and that's what they have to do as a coaching staff, because these kids aren't stupid. They know what they're coming up against the next few weeks, and the coaches have to keep them focused and ready to play, because when it gets into the playoffs, things get a lot tougher.
Yeah, interestingly enough, Chuck, Lehman Catholic usually opens with a pretty stout opponent. And in the Dick Roll coaching era of a decade plus, the Cavaliers have not won an opening game.
Right.
For several years, it was Anna, Fort Recovery most recently. Minster's been early in the schedule. But to Lehman's credit, the Cavaliers do get stronger and stronger as the season progresses. And Lehman is 3-1, going to be 4-1 after tonight's win at home against Marion Elgin. Here at Anna, we're tied at 7, Rockets 7, Blue Jays 7. Second half kickoff to Anna at the 20, returned very well across the 30. Thought that was Inslee, who bulldozed all the way to the 40, and that's where the Rockets will start, first and 10, 42-yard line. Actually, it was Malachi Minnick.
Such a short kick. It didn't get back to the deep returner.
And nicely done by Minnick. Formidable in his effort. Boy, he kept those legs churning. He wouldn't be stopped. Tough to go down as Blue Jays had a hold of him from the 30 all the way to the 42. Anna with good field position to start the third quarter in a tie game at 7-7. Anna 7, Delphi St. John 7. Here's a pitch out, sweep right in. Kaufman gets the corner turned, cuts it back. Look out, he's in open space at the Delphi St. John's 30, on the loose, outrunning the secondary. 20, 10 to the house, touchdown. Caleb Kaufman all the way for the Anna Rockets.
Wow.
58 yards. He's had a sterling game tonight.
That's 12 seconds into the end of the second half. That was outstanding. I mean, it was just a simple pitch play to him. But, boy, when he turned the corner and he reversed his field, he is fast.
In sitting down this week, Chuck, with head coach Todd Schulte of Delphi St. John's and talking about the Anna Rockets, Coach Schulte said, oh, boy, there's this Caleb Kaufman. Man, can he fly. We got to corral him in open space if we can. It'll be tough to do. Delphi St. John's didn't get it done on that play, that's for sure. The PAT try by Flynn of Anna is perfect. And just like that, to start the third quarter, the Rockets lead the Blue Jays 14-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. And Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Here's the Anna kickoff, a good one. Delphi St. John's returning from its own 11 at across the 20, and that's it. And it was Malachi Minnick who was in on the kickoff return by Anna to start the third quarter. He was there for the tackle, Johnny, on the spot on the coverage just seconds ago.
Well, I'll tell you, Flynn and Fote have done an outstanding job in the kicking game tonight for the Rockets.
Yep. And special teams play for Anna has been superb. And after Delphi St. John's first drive, Anna's tackling has been excellent. Excellent, I should say. Here is Worst, first play from scrimmage, Delphi St. John's third quarter, and he plows for five. Maybe more like four on the first down carry. A minute gone, third quarter. Cathcart in on the tackle for Anna. Second down, a little more than six to go, nearly seven needed for a first down for the Blue Jays. Yeah, the finer points of the game have been played very well by Anna since that game-opening drive by Delphi St. John's that went 90-plus for a touchdown. Anna has been extremely efficient since. Here's a deep drop, but Worst. Once again, great coverage by Anna, and they put the squeeze on Worst. They contain him on the outside. He's got to try to run it right up the middle, and he's nailed back at the 23-yard line.
I'll tell you what, that was Minnick again, this time defensively.
Yeah, Malachi Minnick really exerting his presence out there on the gridiron right now for Anna.
I think he looked up at me when I said something about Kaufman had the Clancy's player of the game. Went, well, watch me for a little bit.
Yeah, Minnick's had three special plays already in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter. Third and nine for Delphi St. John's inside the Blue Jay 25. Here's an out pattern near sideline. Oh, what a great defensive play by Anna. Tremendously done by the Rockets in the secondary. Riley Huelskamp dove at the chest of the receiver. He was angling to the sideline. The ball was arriving, and with an outstretched paw, Huelskamp steered that ball away, and it fell harmlessly incomplete.
That's exactly how you teach it. He had his left hand on the back, which is allowed. Got the other, the off hand out in front, knocked it down.
Textbook coverage by Huelskamp. Here's Worst punting for Delphi St. John's, and it's superb. Backing up Anna to the 34. Here is Huelskamp, near sideline, upended at the 42. Rockets with good field position. After the punt exchange, first down Rockets inside the Anna 45. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. And clearly right now, Chuck, the Rockets have momentum in their favor.
Yeah, if they can go down here and score again, they'll put a real hurt on it.
I am impressed with sophomore Bart Bixler at quarterback.
It just takes time. I mean, I think we need to quit referring to him as a replacement now because he is the quarterback.
Watching him play tonight, Chuck, you would not dream that he is just a 10th grader. He has been very efficient. He's thrown some nice passes. He's handled the ball very well in the offensive backfield. Here's a pitch out to Kaufman, who's going to throw. It's a halfback pass. Downfield inside the 25. A struggle for it. No good, incomplete. Austin Foate nearly reeled it in. Coverage by Delphi St. John's was pretty good. The throw by Kaufman was on the money. Foate was trying to keep the defender off his back with a hand. There was a little hand fighting going on. They let that go in the NFL. They let it go right there. I think it was a good no call.
Yeah, I thought when he extended his arm that they might throw the flag, but they didn't. But that was a heck of a throw. That was a nice halfback pass, a good play calling.
Yes, it was. Deep handoff, offensive backfield. Huelskamp picks his way, tries to swerve around right tackle. Stood up at the 44. He charged forward for two or three. That's it. Third and seven, Anna at the Rockets 44 with 9:45 to go in the third quarter. Anna 14, Delphi St. John 7. One thing for sure, should Anna be forced to punt the ball here, the Rockets, thanks to the leg of Foate, should flop the field position pretty severely. Rockets feature a couple receivers out to the near side. One is Griffin Dosick. And it's Mark Bixler 5 yards behind the line. Fakes the end sweep, rolls right, being flushed toward the sideline, in hot water, spun around in the backfield. Down he goes. He lost about three. Fourth and 11 coming up for Anna at the Rockets 42. That was one of those plays, Chuck, where Bixler, had he thrown it, would have pitched the football, no doubt, into a crowd, and he thought more wisely – about dishing that ball downfield and tucked it and made the most he could of an aborted play. Here's the kick by Foth. Good boomer. Caught by Delphus St. John's at the 20. Return underway. Missed tackle at the 27. And the Blue Jays get it to the 36. A return of 16. Nice weaving upfield by Delphus St. John's. And it was Wurst, who's doing just about everything here tonight for Delphus St. John's. On that punt return, he got the Blue Jays out of a hole. They'll start at the 35 in Delphus end with 8:44 to go here in the third quarter. And Anna leading 14-7. Blue Jays coaching staff up here in the press box, Chuck, noted that the Rockets were trying to pull off a screen pass on that third down play, and Delphus St. John clogged it up in the middle of the field.
Both teams have stopped the screen pretty well tonight.
Yes. First and 10, Delphus St. John's down to 7. Snap back to Wurst, and he runs right up the gut, and he pounds for 9. Well, Wurst at 6'4 and better than 200 pounds has got the body of a tailback.
Yeah, he runs the ball hard.
Second and 1, Blue Jays at their own 45. Nearly 4 minutes gone in the third quarter. Anna 14, Delphus St. John's 7. Rockets defense has given up ground grudgingly since the Blue Jays' first possession of the game that went more than 90 for a score. Two receivers near side. One to the left. Wurst rolling right, being chased. Wurst 10 yards behind the line. On the run, pitches one into the Delphus St. John's bench. That was a simply run for your dear life pass play and get out of dodge as quickly as you can.
Right.
Don't lose yardage.
No, because you're second and one on that play.
Right.
That's a good call and a smart play by Wurst.
Third and 1, Blue Jays at their own 45. Big down upcoming. Blue Jays fashion a couple receivers to the short side of the field where the Anna bench is located. Wurst has a back alongside. Wurst takes the snap and behind that offensive back tries to bulldoze his way forward. Boy, Anna stops forward progress and the play is thrown for a loss, and then Anna's guilty of roughing.
Yeah, that was just flat out silly. You play great defense, and then you do something silly at the end of the play.
Dynamite defensive play by the Anna Rockets until the very end of it. Whistles had blown. Rockets were piling on. Wurst had lost a yard and a half or so. He kept the football. Anna stood strong, nullified the play at the point of attack, and then Anna kept pushing Wurst backward. And after whistles, the referee said that's enough and threw the penalty marker.
Well, the last player took two hands and just shoved him to the ground.
Yep.
That's not keeping your composure.
Nope, good decision by the referee. Shame on Anna. First and 10, Delphus St. John's hit the Rockets 40. Three receivers near side for Wurst. He wants to throw in first down. He's done it several times tonight. No one available, and he runs. He scampers for 5, 7 yards. To the 33-yard line of the Rockets. 6:44 to go in the third quarter. Anna 14, Delphus St. John 7. Blue Jays face a second down and 4 after the 6-yard pickup by Wurst. And Wurst is even a bigger part of Delphus St. John's offense tonight than he's been most of the year so far.
Yeah, the running backs have not been a real factor in this.
No, Musser and Schwinnen.
They were on the first drive after that.
Yes.
They've been kind of taken out of the game.
And Reindl, they have not been used frequently. Here's a toss pitch to the right, though. Good cutback for the ball carrier, who breaks a tackle, eludes another, piled up at the 30. It looks like Schwinnen has got right at 4 yards and a first down very close at the Rockets' 30. And the chain is advanced. Half the third quarter is gone. Anna 14, Delphus St. John 7, but the Blue Jays are on a concerted march. And The Blue Jays come in with a host of new white shirts. In fact, four players come out, four come on. Blue Jays to the line of scrimmage. Play clock is down to 6, 5. 1, 2, 3 receivers to the right for Wurst. Handoff straight ahead, and Anna in on the tackle yanks the ball carrier forward. He was stopped after gaining 2, but Reindl did manage to wriggle ahead for at least 3. 2nd and 7 Blue Jays at the Anna 27. 14-7 Rockets lead. Good drive by Delphus St. John's, aided by the penalty against Anna. It looked like the Rockets had the Blue Jays stopped back around their own 40-yard line.
I think they would have had to punt from there.
Yep. One receiver flanked 15 yards to the right, two to the short side of the field for Wurst. He rolls left and wants to throw. On the run, pitches, receiver in a dead spot in the zone, snags it at the 19, turns and leaps ahead for a couple more to the 18, Schwinnen on the catch, 1st and 10, Delphus St. John's inside the Anna 20-yard line. Well done play, Schwinnen, little hook route, set up between a cornerback and a linebacker, and Wurst hit him right on the numbers. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. 14-7 Anna. Superb drive being turned in here by Delphus St. John's. Blue Jays come to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers right, one left. One back alongside Wurst, who fakes the inside handoff. Pitches middle of the field. A skinny post pattern behind the receiver at the goal line.
That's the same one they hit in the first drive.
Yeah, opening series of the game. That play was neatly called and well executed by Delphus St. John's for a big gainer. It went for better than 20. And this time, Anna had a green jersey or two in the path of that football and made it difficult for Miller, the receiver, to get to the pigskin. 2nd and 10, worse to run. Right tackle, nothing there. Zigzags outside right end. Jumps ahead to the 15, maybe the 14. He made a productive gain out of not much. It's going to be 3rd down and at least 3 to go for a 1st down for the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays. My mistake, a gain of only 5. 3rd and that much to go for a 1st down. Big play here. Don't be surprised if Delphus St. John's gets nothing. They don't kick a field goal. Rossman is a fine booter. Snap back to Wurst. No, he keeps it. Fake the inside handoff. Anna's all over it. Malachi Minnick rolls the quarterback Wurst down at the 15-yard line. Now head coach Todd Schulte of Delphus St. John's has a decision to make. Field goal would be a 31-yarder from here. Rossman kicked a 35-yard game winner in the third overtime last week. Field goal unit, though, not on right now for Delphus. Last play went for no gain. Anna smothered it right at the line of scrimmage. Blue Jays need 4.5 for a 1st down. Line of scrimmage just inside the 14 of Anna. Snap back to Wurst. It's at his knees. He gets it. Throws. Middle of the field. Slant pattern. Receiver's got it, but dropped it. 5 yards deep in the end zone. Wow. Houlihan had the perfectly thrown ball in his grasp. Went to the turf, Chuck, and could not tuck it away for good. As Wurst split a couple Anna defenders with a rifle shot, and the ball was thrown down near the turf, where nobody for Anna could get a hand on it. Only player with a shot at catching that ball was the Delphus St. John's receiver. But it's a misfire. Looked to be catchable, didn't it, Chuck, from your vantage point?
Yeah, you got to lay that one on the receiver.
And Anna takes over at its own 13. Here's a sweep around right in Ensley. He breaks loose up across the 15, the 20. And he dazzles his way to the 26. That's a big gain on 1st down. Gets Anna out of the shadow of its own goalposts. And the new line of scrimmage is over the 25-yard line. Anna really hasn't been able to get daylight for Ensley often in this game. Boy, he can break one at any time, anywhere on the gridiron. And this time, Delphi St. John's is all over Bixler, who, after faking the handoff to Ensley, was smacked down right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Second and 10 for Anna. Boy, the clock is moving along hastily. Just over two to play in the third quarter. Anna 14, Delphi St. John 7. Rockets 4-0, Blue Jays 3-1. Bixler takes the snap, looks middle of the field, too high for Kaufman at the 38. He was open, had a step on the cornerback, and had that ball been thrown on the money, Chuck, where Kaufman could have gotten his hands around it. Uh-oh, I think he might have seen the end zone. That was going to be six all the way, 75 yards. But it's third and 10. Bixler in the pocket. Ducks away from pressure. Wants to run around left end up over the 30. Met solidly at the 32 or 33. He scrambled for 7 or 8, just short of a first down. And Anna's got no choice but to punt it. Bixler had no one open. And, boy, he came within about 3 more steps of garnering first down yardage. Good hustle play by Bixler to gain some real estate. Fote will take the snap at his 20, and he'll give it a big jolt with his left leg. It's worst back at the 25 of Delphi St. John's. It's a low kick. Catch made, 28. Return underway across the 40 to the 41. Good field position for Delphi St. John's.
That's Houlihan.
I'm sorry, Houlihan, the very solid wide receiver with quick feet for Delphi St. John's, who returned the kick. Yep, the Blue Jays have come up with a couple of good returns on punts tonight. And from the 43, the visiting team starts first and 10. After the good bring back of the punt by Houlihan, we're down to a minute 10 to go in the third quarter. Receiver near side for Delphi St. John's. One-on-one coverage out here for Anna. Snap back to Wurst. Oh, it's a quarterback draw right up the gut. He's got a seam. Look at him go. Breaks a tackle. Skips over another at the 50 and lurches down to the 46 of Anna. He's got a dozen and a first down. Well-designed play.
The kid's a load.
A minute to go here in the first, or I should say the third quarter. When I see this Wurst run the football, Chuck, I think of the young man Leininger several years ago, back about, 2010 for Delphi St. John's, played some quarterback and running back. He, too, was a load, just as you described Wurst. Good running play, Delphi St. John's, outside left tackle. Ball carrier Rindel won't go down. He stubbornly stays on his feet, and he rips off about 11 more. He's at the end of 35, first and 10. And the Blue Jays' offensive line now is getting some serious work done up front.
The defense, is again, besides that 58-yard run that they had for the touchdown on the first play of the third quarter, Anna's defense has spent most of the quarter out on the field.
Yep, sure has. Offensive line of Austin Adams, Hunter Boniface, Devin Cairo have done a fine job for the Blue Jays in this game. But Anna snuffs out this play for a yard or two loss. Yeah, Brandon Rossman has played extremely well, a left tackle, as the Blue Jays have run his direction quite a few times tonight. And the third quarter ends with a no gain, as the ball carrier for Delphi St. John's was stopped right at the Anna 35. We played 3 periods here at Anna. Rockets 14, Blue Jays 7 on scoresbroadcast.com. $5.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Delpha St. John's powers for 4 yards on the first play of the fourth quarter. It was second and 10. Now it's third and 6 at the Rockets' 31-yard line. Well, being behind by a score, not unusual to Delpha St. John's, which trailed Versailles 14-6 at the end of three last week, rallied with 8 in the fourth quarter, and then outscored Versailles 10-7 in the overtimes to win 24-21. Blue Jays down a touchdown here as we start the fourth. Three receivers to the left. Third down, 4 to go for a first down. Worst rolling left. Steps forward, shoots a bullet near sideline, on the ground, the reception made at the 21-yard line. Beautifully done play by Delpha St. John's. It was a reception by Colin Will, a wingback, who circled from his position, lined up in the slot left. He ran a little turnout route, 7 or 8 yards downfield. Worst rolled that way, hit him knee high, just in bounds. First and 10 Blue Jays inside the 20 of Anna. Short drop by Worst. Here's that quarterback draw again. He means business, and he puts his head down and drives hard down to the 6, or I should say the 11. Very close to a first down. Maybe a foot short. Second and less than a yard for the Blue Jays. A minute gone here in the fourth. Delpha St. John's posing a serious threat here. Down by a touchdown, 14-7. It's been a game of adjustments, Chuck. Delpha St. John's great drive to open the game. Anna's defense adjusted for at least 2 full quarters. And now Delpha St. John's has switched up its offense a little bit and is much more effective. Here is Worst. Takes the snap. And from the spread position, he tries to skirt left in. He's down near the pylon at the goal line. He's ruled to be inbounds for the score. He got the ball across. From 11 yards out, Worst gets the touchdown for the Blue Jays. Not only did Jared Worst engineer that drive, he did a big bulk of the running. 14-13. Anna up a point. Rossman on for the very critical extra point try. Snap from center, very high. It's spotted down, blocked, and a knife through and smashed it to the turf. What a play by Caleb Kaufman, who just sealed the Clancy's Award tonight for the Rockets.
I'd say he is in a real battle. He's got the advantage. I don't know how I'm going to leave Minnick out, so
yeah.
We may have 2 of them.
What
a the whole offensive line at Brookville, so I can give 2.
Chuck, did the high snap from center upset the timing enough?
It did. The kicker had to hesitate before he took his second step, but let's give Kaufman credit. My goodness, he was in there like a bullet.
Caleb Kaufman came slicing through and swatted down that football. It looked like he could have taken a bite out of it, Chuck. He was in on the boot that quickly, and it's a 14-13 game with 10:32 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Rockets are up 1 point. And we'd like to thank Goffney Furniture so much in Sydney. Goffney, located west of I-75, on Route 47. That's West Michigan Avenue. Outstanding combination of high-quality furniture and good pricing. Goffney Furniture, located on West Michigan in Sydney. A terrific history of growth in the furniture sales business. You can rely on Goffney for quality and excellent prices to meet your budget. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Take advantage of Goffney's website for additional coupon savings. That's goffneyfurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, goffneyfurniture.com in Sydney. Kickoff return by the Rockets out to the 33-yard line, first and 10, Anna. And it would behoove the home team to get a couple first downs and flop field position in a big way.
No doubt, because Delphus, the only thing wrong on that whole drive was the high snap.
And we have been visited by another CSX here at Booster Field as the train comes zipping through right behind our press box here on the west side. Rockets with a nice running play outside left tackle. It goes for every bit of 8 to the 41. That was Riley Huelskamp trying to get the left edge turned, and he got enough interference out in front to carve out 8 big ones. He did not go out of bounds. Clock continues to run. 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Anna up 1, 14-13. And we've got a pre-snap penalty on Anna.
Basically been kind of a penalty-free game. There have been very few on either team.
And, boy, a false start on second and third and short situations. Simply just alter the playbook overnight. You've got to make it.
Well, quick, we watched Fort Loramie lose to Miami East, yeah, because of those things down in the end line.
They sure did. And now Anna needs 7 yards on second down instead of 2. So let's see how the Rockets have altered the play call here. 9:47 to go in the fourth quarter. Anna up a point, 14-13. Delphus St. John's had its extra point blocked by Caleb Kaufman just a moment ago. Handoff on the play to Huelskamp. He feels his way around the left side. He gets some interference out in front, and he grinds. First down yardage, 44-45, and over it to the 47. Good gain by Huelskamp as he picked up about 8 or 9. Boy, and you can bet head coach Nick Marino, Chuck, of the green and white, doesn't have any serious designs about throwing the football unless he absolutely has to.
Right.
Slot right. Snap to Bixler. He fakes the inside handoff, and Bart wants to keep. Boy, he's got those jittery feet around left end, and he danced for 2 to the 49. From the 47 to the 49, and that's all. Second down and 8, Anna. 9:16 to go in the fourth quarter. Unlike the first half, Chuck, when these two clubs used up their timeouts fairly quickly and often, no one's used a timeout here in the second half. Each team with its full complement of 3 to go.
I think one of the reasons is it's cooled off, because I think, yeah, some of the timeouts were caused just to go get some water.
Excellent point. Snap back to Bixler. Bixler gave it to his fullback, Huelskamp, and took it away and kept it. He tried to make a good read, but fine penetration by Delphus St. John's throws the play for a loss to the 46. So it's 3rd and 11 for the Rockets. And this may be one of those plays where Anna has to pitch it. Spread formation, 4 receivers, 2 left and 2 right for Bixler. Rockets to the line of scrimmage quickly. Now a long cadence. 8:20 left to go in the fourth quarter. Anna up 1, 14-13. Bixler takes the snap. Oh, it's a draw. Huelskamp, middle of the field. Look at him go. Shooting ahead. Knifing across the 50. Forward progress, 45 of Delphus St. John's. He's a yard or two shy. What do you do here, Chuck? Fourth down and at least 1 from the Blue Jays, 44.5.
Well, it looks like they're going to go for it. That's why he makes the big bucks. This is a gutsy call right here.
Wow. Will Anna use one of its timeouts right now? Nick Marino sends his team out. Will the Rockets try to draw Delphus St. John's offside? 7.5 to go in the game. 14-13 Anna. It's at the Blue Jays, 44.5. Anna needs one.
Move.
We've got movement up front. Bahum, I think, Anna.
Yeah, yep. the guard rocked back, and that's gonna make the decision much easier.
You wonder if Anna was going to even eventually snap the football.
I think they were, and I think that's why the guard was antsy, because I think it was going to be one where he was coming back, because I think he was going to pull.
All right.
He just rocked back just enough. They had to call it.
Yep. Good observation. Just over 7 to play in the game. Now Anna, facing a 4th and 6, has got to punt. Line of scrimmage, the 49.5 of the Blue Jays. Here's where Foat needs to use the sideline to his benefit and avoid a return. Snap to Foat, strides into it with the left foot. Middle of the field kick. Return man at the 3 for Delphus. Gets a block at the 11 and manages to shimmer his way out over the 15 to the 18. Houlihan brought it back. Well done. Got it to a point shy of the 20. 1st and 10 Blue Jays at their own 19. I thought Foat might elect to punch that one to the sideline, but he took it in the air all the way to just short of the goal line, didn't he?
It was a bomb.
Yep,
that's a fact.
So the Blue Jays have 6:50 with which to work, down a point, 14-13. Keep in mind, Rossman is a very good field goal specialist for Delphus St. John's. His extra point was blocked. Timing was thrown off because of a very high snap from center. Wurst brings his team to the line of scrimmage. He gives it off. Inside running play, Blue Jays. And it's worked ahead for 3, maybe 4. Reindl lugged it. He got 4, maybe 5. Second down and nearly 6 to go for a first down for the Blue Jays. We'll keep our eye on the clock. 6.5 to go. Timeout still 3 each way. 14-13, 1-point lead, Anna. Blue Jays to the line of scrimmage. 2 receivers far right, 1 near side. Head coach Todd Schulte of Delphus St. John's may play this series as if it's Delphus' last one of this game. Snap back to Wurst. He weaves his way on the quarterback keeper across the line of scrimmage and lurches up ahead to the 26. He's too short of a first down, 3rd and a couple. Enormous play here. Having just made the remark I did, Chuck, do you think if Delphus St. John's gets 2 of the 3 yards in this play, the Blue Jays go forward on 4th and 1?
Again, that deep in the territory, you're playing. If you don't make it, you probably just gave the game away.
Exactly. You're playing with fire if you do and don't make it, as you said. Snap back to Wurst. Oh, he dropped the football. It's loose. It's on the ground. It's on the turf back at the 24-yard line. And the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays plop on it in the nick of time. It looked like Wurst mishandled the snap. He was going to make a quick read, maybe a fake to the ball carrier, but in his anxiety to deal the ball off, it went straight down to the grass.
I think the snap actually hit the running back.
Oh, did it? Yep, nonetheless, timing went ajar.
Totally thrown off.
Play was aborted, and Delphus St. John's has no choice but on 4th and at least 5 to punt the football away. High snap, kick away, end-over-end style. Anna catches Kaufman, 41, goes backwards, and he has stood up at the 39. Excellent coverage by the Blue Jays. Rocket start from the 39, and the scoreboard clock is all the way down to 4:28 to go in the 4th quarter. You talk about a briskly played high school football game tonight. It has been just that. And now what Anna needs to do, Chuck, is generate a first down and make Delphus St. John start thinking about using timeouts.
Well, if they get a first down, I think maybe they're going to have to use them on this series.
Maybe so. 1st and 10, Anna inside the Rockets, 40. Rockets up a point, 14-13. Under 4.5 to play here in the 4th quarter. And the one thing the Rockets must avoid at this juncture is a turnover. Snap back to Bixler. But it's a safe pass pattern, right flat. Caught by Griffin Dosick at the 39. He puts his head down, and then he steered backwards. A helmet-to-helmet hit at the 43-yard line as Griffin's headgear comes off. Grothaus on the stick for Delphus St. John's. And that was an excellent play by Evan, 6'2", 170-pound senior. The play did, though, produce every bit of four, second down and six, with 4:20 left to go in the game. Anna is at its own 43, up a point. Snap back to Bixler. Throws left flat in the hands of the receiver and out. Deflected, rebound, intercepted by Delphus at the Anna 41. Blue Jays take over, and I just got through saying the one thing the Rockets have got to avoid on this possession is a turnover, and it happened.
Well, you had this. You had the quick pass when Bixler's been off. He's been high, and that pass was high, tipped. I guess that's why I coach basketball. I'm not sure I understand the play.
Ball security at that point in the game was paramount. Anna needed to run clock. The minimum series on that drive by Anna was three plays and punt and forced St. John's to go the length of the field in the final 2.5 to 3 minutes. Here's a pitch sweep by Delphus St. John's. Anna's got it corralled way back at the 50. The play winds up resulting in a 7-yard setback, and now Delphus is confronting a second down and 17. Tell you what, Anna's defense, which was thrown on the field in a surprise right there, Chuck, turned in a standout first down play as Delphus St. John's is saddled with a loss of six. Second and 16 Blue Jays, 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Yeah, if Anna did nothing on that last series, that was fine. Three plays and a punt. It wasn't going to hurt you. Here's Worse back to pass. He's in the pocket. He's going to scramble out of it. He's circling the wagons, nowhere to go. Great coverage downfield by Anna, and the tackle is made maybe a yard behind the line. I tell you what, Chuck, Anna's quickness in the secondary has been giving Delphus St. John's receivers fits all night long, all over him like glue. And Worse, time and time again, has had to eat the football. No one available.
Yeah, he had no one to throw to that time, and they're doing a real nice job of containing him. Because the kid's a pretty good runner. For
oh, yeah, sure he is. Excellent. 2:50 left to go. Blue Jays use one of their three remaining timeouts. Anna hangs on to a precarious 14-13 lead. 2:50 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Rushi sponsors, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let your ideas come to life. Take advantage of the Jewelry Barn in Rushi and the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Shout-outs to all three. Third and 16, Delphus St. John's, which produces a lengthy cadence at the line of scrimmage, and Anna jumps. That's an easy five. Sets up a third and 11 instead of third and 16. 2:50 left to go in the fourth quarter. 14-13 Anna. It has been a superb high school football game in the MAC here at Booster Field in Anna tonight. Two receivers to the right. Rockets need to get some pressure on Wurst. He's in the pocket. Oh, it's a quarterback draw. He meets resistance at the line of scrimmage. He bounces to the outside. He's inside the 40, and he's swirled out of bounds at the 38. He's short of a first down. He got half of what he needed. It's going to be fourth down for Delphi St. John's, and at least five to go for a first down. Perhaps the game on the line right here, Chuck.
Yeah, I would say if he doesn't make it, the game's on the line for sure.
Was that a design quarterback draw?
Oh, yeah, yep. And that's been pretty effective here in the second half.
Down to 2:40 left to go in the game. Anna 14, Delphi St. John's 13. Blue Jays at the Rockets 38, fourth and 4.5. Snap back to Wurst. He's in the pocket. He's got some time. Rolls left. A late delivery. Upfield at the 35. A swat away. Great defensive maneuver by the Anna Rockets. Wow. What a dynamite play by Anna. Chuck, who turned it in? I think it was...
Nope. I don't have a... It was 17.
Yep. Matthew Skorupski.
There you go.
Matthew Skorupski, a 5'8 senior, made a great crossover move. A great crossover move right in front of Houlihan, and with the left hand, got the swat on the football just as it arrived. It would have been a first down, I think.
Well, he had the penalty on that roughing the unsportsmanlike.
Right.
He made up for it there. That'll make the game film a lot more fun for him to watch.
And you can bet Anna's going to run it here. Inside handoff on the play to Yulskamp. And he bulldozes for 6, 7, 8 yards to the 45. Those are big. Down to 2:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. Rockets with a second down. A little better than two to go for a first down. Three timeouts remaining for Anna. Two for Delphi St. John's. And the Blue Jays have to start thinking about using them, wouldn't you think?
They're going to, if they don't get the first down here, even if they do, but if they get the first down, it's over. If they stop them here, yep, they will use their second one.
I'm telling you what, Chuck, as well as Wurst has run the ball tonight, and as well as he threw it early in the game, Anna's pass defense all over the field has been phenomenal. Inside handoff, Rockets, and they break it. It's a big one. Hillscamp springs to the outside. He stays in bounds. What an alert move by him. He is collared at the 28. First and 10 Rockets, who try to seal the deal, up a point at 14-13 with a minute 42 to go.
That probably did it right there. That was a heck of a run.
Wow. Hillscamp has been the keynote ball carrier tonight for the Anna Rockets.
Yeah, we haven't seen a whole lot of Ensley.
No, Ensley got nicked up a time or two last year, may not be totally healthy coming into this game tonight, but fortunately the Rockets have got Hulskamp and McVetti behind Ensley. First and 10 Rockets inside the Blue Jays 30, up a point. Inside handoff, Hulskamp again behind a wave of green shirts, powers for 3 or 4.
I think Hulskamp is making a run at turning this into a three-player Clancy's.
Anna's offensive line has carried the burden here in the second half, especially. Abe Wildermuth is a beast at tackle. Braden Farley's played well. Isaac Dodds at center. Jared Siegel has filled in admirably for Seth Stiffel at a tackle. Stiffel, out for the year with an ACL injury. Will Luthman at the other tackle. Luthman's been solid both sides of the ball all year long, but the offensive line here in the last few plays, Chuck, has really fueled the running game. Just a wave of green shirts out in front escorting Hulskamp right down the field.
Yeah, they've done a nice job. We were so impressed with them at Brookville.
Yep.
Just as impressed tonight.
1:18 to go here in the fourth quarter. Maybe it's 1:13, Chuck. Am I reading a 3 or an 8?
That's a 3.
1:13 to go in the fourth. Anna up a point, 14-13 over Delphi St. John's. Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Delphi's called a timeout there. Anna with one more remaining. And the Rockets try a slow-developing running play outside left tackle. And it's stacked up. Hulskamp is driven to the turf for a loss of a couple. Initially, Delphi St. John's signaled the Blue Jays recovered a fumble, but not a chance. That was wishful thinking. Hulskamp held onto the football, and Delphi St. John's utilizes its final timeout. Down a point, 1:02 to go in the fourth quarter. And I'm trying for the life of me, Chuck, to figure out how Delphi St. John's can get the ball back.
They can't.
If Anna even runs the ball on second, third, and fourth down. Well, no, we got a third down coming up here now, right? Third
right.
and eight.
So at the end of this one, it's going to be down to about 35 seconds.
Yep.
So if they run it on fourth down, St. John's might get the ball back inside of 10 seconds.
Exactly. You've done the math just like I was doing it. There is a chance that Delphi St. John's could get a play or two from scrimmage with under 10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Anna's up a point, 14-13, a minute six to go in the game. Rockets have a third and nine at the Delphi St. John's 26-yard line. Anna's defense rebounded after Anna threw an interception inside its own 45. And here's Kaufman, an end around, double handoff. Look at him go around left end. Kaufman's got real estate, breaks a tackle. Another. Kaufman's on his feet still. Touchdown. Amazing run. Caleb Kaufman, you talking about icing the game. He took it to the house to seal the deal. Anna in the lead by a score of 20-13
wow.
over Delphi St. John's.
Well, now, let me play devil's advocate. If you're Delphi St. John's, they score that touchdown, kick the extra point, you still got a one-possession game to get the ball and score and get a two-point conversion.
And you know what, Chuck? I have talked to coaches about that very thing. And the Minster Wildcats have that same mindset. In fact, Minster's done that once or twice. In fact, I think in the state tournament, state semis, maybe even the finals, Minster was considering that strategy or maybe did employ it, and it might have worked to their benefit.
See, I don't think they let him score there. I think they were fooled by the reverse for
yes.
sure. But I think it might have played into their hands a little bit.
Exactly. Because now Minster is down a score, 21-13, but has nearly a minute with which to work, 54.9 to go in the fourth quarter, as opposed to Anna not getting a first down, continuing to run the ball and work the clock down inside 10 seconds on fourth down at about the 20-yard line of Delphi.
Well, I mean, it's still long, long odds. And you can't tell a kid, hey, you're getting ready to score, but drop to the ground.
Right.
That would have been the play, but it's hard to tell a kid, don't score a touchdown.
So Delphi St. John's will want to get an excellent return here. It's imperative that Anna uses the sideline as part of its coverage and doesn't allow a huge run back by Delphi St. John's, whose quarterback Worst can throw the ball long. He had a couple of big bombs last week.
Anna needs to be looking for that seam pass that they
yep.
threw early in the game.
Sure.
Sure.
Excellent kickoff down to about the 7. Return far hash by Delphi and brought back nicely. Middle of the field, broken tackle. Another one, 30-32. So the Blue Jays are 68 yards away for making this a 21-19 game. They would then need a two-point conversion to tie and force overtime. Keep in mind, that's just what Versailles saw Delphi do to the Tigers last week. 8 points late in the game, and Delphi St. John's drew even and won it in the third OT session. 46 seconds to go. Anna 21, Delphi St. John's 13. The Rockets secondary has played super pass defense all night long and will have to do it again for three quarters of a minute more. Three receivers near side for Worst. He looks this way. Oh, it's a down and out pattern up the sideline. Offensive hold in the backfield against Delphi St. John's. Worst has no one available, and he has to make a mad dash out of bounds over the 37. I tell you what, Chuck, how many times has Worst been forced to run the football, not by design, not by virtue of the quarterback draw, but as a result of tremendous coverage by Anna in the secondary?
Oh, outstanding, exactly. And he's hurt on the sideline. He took quite a shot there.
And that holding penalty will force the Blue Jays to retreat back inside the 15-yard line.
And then I don't know if the officials wanted to call that, but that was so obvious they had no choice.
Yes, 37.7 to go in the game. Worst wanted to throw the football. He had three receivers near side of the field running an X route. At least two of them were, and the third receiver was running a fly pattern down the near hash. But the pressure was on Worst, and the coverage by Anna in the secondary, which time and time again tonight has been very good, was super once more. And now Delphi St. John is backed up to its 14 with 37.7 to go. Head coach Nick Marino of Anna said in our pregame conversation, "It is so important tonight that we play much better defense than we did last week against New Bremen," because he felt points would be at a premium this evening.
Well, I agree with him, but it's just when I coach for so long, and if you get an injury like that to a key player, not only is he a key player, but he's a friend of these kids. Yep. It changes your mindset a little bit. Well, and I think after this game was a little tougher, and after this, they know who their quarterback is now.
Mm-hmm.
You give him all the reps, and you get ready as a team to continue the season.
A lot of credit to Bart Bixler, sophomore quarterback for Anna, head coach Nick Marino and his staff, and the entire Anna unit, because the Rockets had to step it up all over the field in Travis Meyer's absence, and have done that against a high-quality Delphi St. John's team, which was 3-1 coming into this game tonight. Delphi St. John's is inside its own 10 and has a half minute to go here in the fourth quarter, trailing by 8. Here's a sideline pattern. Reception made at the 12, out of bounds. Clock stops. I was a bit premature in saying down to a half minute to go. Clock stopped at 32.5. 5-yard completion to the 12. Second down for Delphi St. John's, and after the holding call, the Blue Jays must get beyond the 40 for a first down. Play clock is running. Here is Worst back near his goal line. Oh, there's a heap of green shirts around him. Tackle made. Worst did squeeze back across the 5.
Worst is out.
I'm sorry.
It's number 11.
Substitute quarterback in now for Delphi St. John's, Troy Elwer, who from his end zone heaves one near sideline, out of bounds up around the 35-yard line with 9.2 to go. Ball was intended for the wingback, Will, and it will be fourth down and about 35 yards to go for the Blue Jays, who trail 21-13 with 9.2 to go. What a team effort tonight by the Anna Rockets, who really, Chuck, after the opening drive of the game by Delphus, only gave up fairly significant yardage on one more Blue Jays offensive possession the rest of the way out.
They did a great job.
That's how good Anna played. Elwer back at the goal line to throw. Hit from behind. Is it ruled incomplete or a fumble? I think it's on the ground and a fumble. Anna's got it. It was a fourth down play. Rockets take over at the 5 with 3 seconds left. And we'll have a kneel down here on the last play of this game, and Anna will win it 21-13.
That was the last play by Minnick, too, because he could have scooped that, and he just dropped on it.
Exactly. Minnick could have stepped into the end zone with that football. He did not. And the Rockets will come to the line of scrimmage. And about the time I talk about this being the last play of the game and Anna winning, I think of Michigan, Michigan State. And there it is. Anna kneels down. It's all over. Battling adversity all week long. The Anna Rockets, without one of its top offensive linemen, Seth Stiffel, and its outstanding quarterback, Travis Meyer, defeat the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays tonight by a score of 21-13. Anna, number 3 in the state in Division 5, coming into the game tonight, will certainly hang on to that top ranking, 3rd in the state of Ohio in D5. Rockets in very good position in terms of the postseason. As you know, Delphus is going to win 6 or 7 ball games this year, although the schedule now for the Anna Rockets gets much tougher. And we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. Anna victorious tonight. Outstanding all-around team performance. Rockets get it done. Final triumph, 21-13. 8-point difference. Game really, though, much closer than that. In fact, Delphi St. John's was a blocked extra point from tying this game up midway second half.
Yep, it was a heck of a game. We thought it was going to be, and it turned out to be.
Wow. Chuck, want to take a look at some stats already for them?
I am. Let's see. 242 yards on the ground for the Rockets, 180 for Delphus. 5 of 13 throwing it for Anna, 70 yards, 312 total yards in the game, 264 for the Blue Jays, 15 first downs with the ball control for the Blue Jays, 8 for Anna. Anna turned the ball over one time, and Delphus turned it over twice.
Chuck, you correct me if you think I'm wrong. I think perhaps the overall difference in this game might very well have been team speed. Anna, a little quicker ball club, and it showed, especially in the second half, I thought.
Well, yeah, I'm going to go with you there because Huelskamp and Kaufman were just phenomenal tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And Wildermuth, Minnick, defensively just very disruptive. It was a good team effort, but those three stood out.
Sure did. Rockets go on the road at Marion Local on September 29th, at St. Henry on October 6th, before closing out the year Parkway home at Coldwater and home with Minster. Delphi St. John's Blue Jays now dropped to 3-2 on the year, still in the hunt in Division 7 for sure. And, of course, the Anna Rockets are in an enviable position in Anna's region of Division 5. Rockets advanced out of 5-0 on the year with the victory tonight. And Rockets hoping to get back to the playoffs for the first time since, as I recall, 2010, when Anna went 8-3. And Rockets advanced to the playoffs in 09 when they went 9-3. So Anna hoping to get back for the first time in 7 years as the Rockets continue to make the surge to the postseason. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In Anna, a lot of gratitude to Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. These Rushi sponsors, a big shout-out to the Jewelry Barn, east edge of Rushi on Rushi Versailles Road. Let's make your ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Established in 2011, outstanding quality and pricing, a qualified staff to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn, certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn, 526-5557, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. And the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, shout-outs to them in Rushi as well. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. which brings us to Clancy's in Sydney and our Clancy Star of the Game Awards, Chuck.
Well, I narrowed it down to three this time.
Yep.
Caleb Kaufman, both sides of the ball, special teams, was outstanding. He is definitely one. Malachi Minnick gets the second one, disruptive as heck defensively. And then you got to go with Riley Huelskamp, who took over the bulk of the running and had a terrific football game. So those are our three Clancy's players of the game.
Yep, Huelskamp, Minnick, and Kaufman earned the Clancy's Awards tonight. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And Chuck, we gave a big shout out to Jeff Bray and a thank you. He piped us the Sydney score, 42-0 over West Carrollton. And we know that the Layman Catholic Cavaliers midway through the game
55 led 55-8 was the final.
It wound up 55-8. Layman Catholic was up midway through the game 49-0 and drubbed Marion Elgin 55-8. So Layman Catholic and Sydney both win big. And Sydney and Anna, how about this? Unbeaten after five games here in Shelby County. Each won 5-0. A Layman Catholic 4-1. A Fort Loramie win tonight would make the Redskins 3-2. That's not bad. 17-3 for the county schools in football after 5 weeks.
No, I mean, and Loramie was up 28-0 in the second quarter, so you're assuming that was a win too. So, no, it makes it fun for us to see quality football teams.
Let me redo the math. 22-3 after 5 weeks, not 17-3. I need to learn a little bit from Nate Barhorst, our halftime guest, fine basketball coach at Anna, who teaches at the high school. 17-3. Here I go again, repeating it. 22-3 combined for Sydney, Layman, Loramie, and Anna in high school football this fall. And that's the best combination since we've been on Scores broadcast for sure. All four with very excellent chances of making the postseason. And all those games now are played on Friday night this year.
I'm going to go back and think that maybe it is 17-3 because they've each played five games, correct? And there's four 14. Of them, so they've only played 20, so it would be 17-3.
5-0.
10-0, 13-2, and 4-1, 17-3. Okay.
Four teams yeah. Times five games is 20. I was right the first time.
You were right and wrong, then right and wrong.
I outthought myself, 17-3 for the four county schools.
You had me confused, huh?
Yeah. Thanks for double-checking my math.
Hey, I got my foot going.
Next week, we've got Piqua hosting Sydney. Should be a barn burner. Both teams will pitch the ball around. I expect a lot of points to be scored. First 1-35 wins that game next Friday night. Sydney at Piqua. Should be an excellent game. We've got the coverage for you. Kickoff at 7 on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:35 next, 6:35, I should say, next Friday evening. Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Booster Field here at Anna, where the Rockets have turned back Delphi St. John's 21-13.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.